Can't stop the train, baby. You know it. The train is a smooth ride.
A little too hooked on EverQuest to even, like, you know, properly cleanse ourselves daily.
I don't know who that could be.
Hanging out my ass.
Yeah, throwing up and stuff too. Oh. Peeing out your ass. Wait a minute. That's no good.
This is Games and More Entertainment Radio.
I'm C4.
And I'm Kolar.
And there's Peter.
Oh, this is the most complicated, sophisticated gameplay I've ever seen.
What?
What the fuck are you talking about? Have you ever done a real skill chain in Final Fantasy? You have a fucking PhD to figure that shit out, you know?
Love the show and hope it lasts. Now, first of all, it will last, my friend. It's been 3 years.
Yeah.
We're not going anywhere because somebody has to do this.
Snake!
And the show died.
Ultra kill.
Now hold on, I'll beat it in a minute. Give me just another second. I'll be right there. Let me finish this last room.
If it's got EA on it, I'm not gonna buy it.
And we're back!
And we're back!
Games and More Entertainment Radio, I am C4.
And I'm Kobar.
This is episode 143, the Game of the Year episode of Games and More Entertainment Radio. And this episode has our awesome new intro, thanks to Scyther. I know he worked really, really hard on this for a couple of weeks even, just to get this thing out for us. I like it an awful lot. I think it's even better than the last one that he did for us. But starting this episode, we have this awesome new intro. Today is, unfortunately, January 1st, 2007.
Just barely.
It is 1 a.m. in the morning. This is probably the latest show we've ever recorded.
It might be.
I'm sure it is. I don't think we've ever done one this late. I don't think.
Maybe a couple when we both had late shifts.
Maybe. And that drunk episode might have been kind of late. I can't even remember what time of day that was. But, let's see here. The email, c4.gameradio@gmail.com. The website is hwhq.com, and you can join us on IRC at irc.oftc.net with your favorite IRC client. The channel is Gamer. There's instructions on how to join us on the website. This show, I must say, took us way too long to prepare for.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say thanks to everybody who put in their submissions, though. We got quite a few submissions on the forum. We had to go through the email, get submissions out of there for our Game of the Year show. And now we're ready, finally, after, what, all day?
Yeah, like 10 hours or something.
Of working on the damn show notes. So, forgive me if we're just a little tired, because basically I'm sick of this already, and we haven't even started yet. Ideally, though, this show does not go for 12 hours. It goes for an hour and a half, hopefully. See if we can jam-pack that much awesomeness from 2006 into 90 minutes of uberness.
I think we can do it.
I think we can, too. So, you know the categories. If not, you can go to the forum, and you can actually take a peek at what people voted for and whatnot. The way we're going to do this, what we've done, we took all the categories. Everybody voted for what they wanted. The first vote, you could have up to three. The first vote was worth 3 points. The second vote you cast was worth 2 points. And the third vote was worth 1 point. And then we just compiled what everybody voted for and added up the scores. And then, and of course, we voted, too. And no, our votes didn't count for more.
Nope.
And that was pretty much it. Whatever had the highest number won.
We do mention our separately, though, what we picked.
Right, just so you know. Not that, you know, you care, but we did. Okay, so, and the very first topic was best movie. Now, I remember bitching earlier in 2006 about the lack of good movies we had for this year. I remember complaining about it. It didn't seem like there was a whole lot of good stuff out there. And so I wound up kind of unsure about this category, but it was pretty clear to me when time came what exactly I wanted to vote for. So my personal picks, in order, we're going to do our picks in order, by the way. We didn't always pick three for every category, but in this case I did. I actually chose the movie that I watched the most times and laughed the most, was Clerks 2 for my pick, my movie, my favorite movie. Then I picked Lucky Number 11, a movie I just recently watched, blew my mind, and V for Vendetta.
Yeah, my first choice was V for Vendetta. I actually just watched this movie.
Like yesterday, right?
It was very good.
Or two days ago now.
Yeah, a little while. The Departed was my second choice. Very good. Originally a Hong Kong movie, I believe.
Was it really?
Yeah, and then it was redone in America.
Scorsese.
Yeah, Scorsese.
This is supposed to be really good, and I know not everybody liked it. I know Hades, for one, on the forum, did talk about how much he really didn't like this movie.
He gave it his first pick for worst.
Yeah, yeah, but he had good reason. If you actually read his thing, his little comment, he had a good reason for it, though, you know, about the way it's like, oh, he's the rat, no, he's the rat, and you're like kind of guessing the whole time, and it just took you out of it. There were some other things, too, so...
And then my third choice is Clerks 2.
Ass to mouth, baby.
Any movie that you hear ass to mouth like 30 times in 45 seconds, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's got to be good, you know. And the best line we had pulled out of this was from Rybo. And what he had to say about Clerks 2 was, slackers, underage girls who like ass to mouth, a man with a mouth full of donkey jizz, and a story about a beautiful friendship. Yep, the Kevin Smith we all know and love is back. Which is good news. Because,
and thank God for that.
Yeah. What was that one movie? Jersey Girl. Yeah. Oh, what a pile of crap that kind of was.
It was an okay film.
I actually watched it twice.
You know, it wasn't bad. It just was not Kevin Smith.
It was, yeah, and he's not good at not being Kevin Smith, I feel, you know. And no surprise, best movie. The listeners have voted. Clerks 2.
Mm-hmm. By a decent shot.
A decent margin, too, yeah. And the second place was V for Vendetta, a movie that you absolutely have to watch. This movie's really, really something.
I'm sad that I waited so long.
Yeah, it's good. Huh? I have to watch this again, because when I watched this, I was playing a new Super Mario Brothers.
It was made by the guys who did The Matrix, right?
I have absolutely no idea.
I think so.
No idea. All I know is everybody told me it was great, so I turned it on. It was just blown away. It was really good. The third place movie turned out to be Lucky Number 11, a movie that I had some troubles watching the first time. I don't know what my problem was. And believe it or not, Borat came in fourth place. Yeah. There was a couple other good movies out this year, some things I actually didn't see, like Thank You for Smoking was next, and Cars. They did fairly well.
Mm-hmm.
Things that I just didn't watch, though.
The Departed comes after that in last place.
Yes, yes, unfortunately.
Of the ones we picked, we threw out some that are just not enough to even really mention.
Right, you know, there was a vote for Talladega Nights. There was a vote for Silent Hill. There was just, you know, we're not going to go ahead and really mention all the movies that just didn't make the cut.
Okay? Yeah, same with all the categories.
Every category, right. We're just going to do the ones that won, essentially, and there's a few special mentionables, though. Things that we deserve, you know, thought deserved at least mentioning. Things that you should definitely, you know, check out, like A Scanner Darkly.
Yeah, A Scanner Darkly would actually have been my fourth pick if we were doing four.
You know, I think so too, because based on everything I saw this year, you know, I'm kind of shocked because I remember when X-Men 2 came out the year before.
Okay. Yeah.
When I was floored by that movie. So excited to see X-Men 3 this year, and it wouldn't have even been my seventh pick probably.
Yeah, I watched that actually pretty recently, and it felt like nothing happened.
I'm going to watch it again just because. You know, I'm thinking maybe I wasn't paying attention, but no, I did actually sit and watch that. I was on the damn couch when I watched that. Mm-hmm. That's how rare that was. Like, I was in movie mode, and I couldn't pull that movie together. I was kind of unsatisfied is kind of how I felt, I guess. And we got a really fun category up next, though. The worst movie. I mean, you gotta have it. They're everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
This is what Hollywood does, okay? They pump out a bunch of crap, and they have a few hits every so often. Thank God for Kevin Smith. Now, it's no surprise, after my recent thrashing of Borat, that I chose this as the absolute crappiest movie I've ever seen in my life. Followed up by Nacho Libre.
Yeah, I didn't even try to watch that one.
You're doing yourself a favor.
Jack Black and Mexican wrestling. I mean, my God.
It's terrible. It's terrible. It is absolute craptacular. It really is bad. Why don't you do your first two next?
Okay. I also picked Borat as my first worst movie.
Good man.
If only because I hate reality TV, and this was like a reality movie.
It was like filmed in crap quality or something,
too. Yeah, it just... Oh. I can't stand that style of entertainment. It just bothers the piss out of me. Number two is Ultraviolet. I barely even remember this movie. I just remember being so disgusted by it, and it was bad.
I can't even remember if I finished it, though. Like
I don't think I did either.
I'm sure I did. I'm sure I did. But I remember at some point we stopped it. I probably had to get up and have a cigarette or something, you know, or get some Pepsi or something, and I was like, should we even finish watching this movie? And I don't think she did. I did, though. I'm sure of it. I'm sure I watched all the way through. I always do. But
so bad, though.
It was bad. And we actually had the same third pick for worst movie, and I think for different reasons, I think. And surprisingly enough, Superman Returns.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm angry with it because it felt like they had to push something. I know it's been, you know, being worked on for a while, but it almost felt like, oh, hey, Batman did great.
Right.
You know, Superman's got to do well. And there was no movie there. It just, it sucked ass.
Yeah, the first half of the movie is like teaching people who Superman is.
Right, right.
Like, no one knows. Oh, my God.
Right.
Everyone knows who Superman is. You don't need to explain it again. And so, and I'm sorry, I hate Lex Luthor. Anytime that they rely on the whole kryptonite thing really bothers me. I mean, you have this uber super dude. Put him up against uber super dudes.
Do you remember last show when I said there was something that you changed my mind about? And like made that, it was Superman. Why is he such a douche? Why he is not a good superhero? Mm-hmm. And exactly what you said. He's the super guy. He's just too badass.
They rely on kryptonite way too much. Have some...
Right.
General Zod was a good bad guy.
General Zod.
He's from the one with the three dudes. And they were also from Krypton.
I'm drawing a blank.
Okay. Well, they were basically Superman.
Oh, right, they were
also from Krypton. Right, so they were badasses.
Right, exactly. That makes for a good fight.
Yeah.
Not some guy with no powers.
Oh, look, I have a rock. Yeah.
Exactly.
This planet happened to explode light years and light years away, but there's so much of this stuff on our planet.
Yeah. What the hell is it? And you know what I noticed, too, is Superman's a bitch. Okay. You know, Lois.
Mm-hmm.
Drive, that's like the driving force of this guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't dig on that.
Well, and Lois is like not even really in the movie.
No, I mean,
she's in it.
Right, and she does play, you know, a very important role in the movie, too. I mean, she kind of ends it.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it's just, it's not a very good supporting role. It's not like she did a bad job, either. They just didn't write her in for that much, mm-hmm. it seemed like, you know?
She never gets saved or anything.
Well, she gets to save Superman. He's all fucked up when Luthor beats his ass with his magic green rock.
Right, and she comes back with the helicopter. Right.
And that right there was what really killed it for me, was that whole part. Because he's done, or he's all screwed up. Luthor is you know, supposed to be all happy now, right? And Superman, like, I'm expecting a fat fight now. I'm expecting something cool,
mm-hmm.
you know? And he, like, beams his little laser eyes down for a while and then throws this thing into space, and it's like, well, that's the end of the movie.
Well, yeah, that's because the part that should have been the movie was like half an hour long.
Right, exactly. You know, I mean, where was the fight with the Great Tornado or something? Like the video game. I mean, come on. There was nothing amazing about this at all, unfortunately. The only cool part of the movie, period, was in the very beginning with the plane.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool. When he's zipping around the plane and throwing that thing into outer space, and he stops the plane at the baseball field, that was neat.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool. And the rest of the movie just sucked at it. And he's a bitch. I don't like him. I really, and that's what it is, you know, you're right. He's too badass. And somebody on IRC had a great point. Was it Tatenti, I think? He said he's a Boy Scout. He really is. You know what I mean? But what bothers me the most, he's Lois's bitch. And that drives me insane. Like, you pussy. You don't have little kryptonite nads or anything down there? Now, there is a couple movie quotes that were really good here, like, you know, that pertain to some of the shows from this year. And S2, talking about Nacho Libre, said, I like Jack Black, but Nacho Libre was just plain stupid. Never funny, never charming, no real connectable characters. It was just plain bad. Little Man, this was another movie that was voted for by, I think, a couple people, even. I never even heard of it. Little Man was the same, just stupid. And Pink Panther, Jesus Christ, whoever made this movie deserves to be shot in the kneecaps and elbows. Damn. Now, and then, of course, there was a quote about Superman from WS Ninja. It's always a good sign when the best parts of the movie feature Supes when he is Clark Kent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, what was his name? Spacey was...
Right.
Lex.
Yeah, he did a good job.
He does an okay job. I don't think he quite hits the criminal mastermind for me for some reason. He just doesn't do it. But he does... Damn it, Ribo put it best, I think. He said he's Spacey. You know, like, he does an okay job on this, and he has his thing, but he's not... I didn't think he was a great Lex.
He also felt a little weird bald.
Yeah, that was a little unusual, too.
All right, the winners for worst movie are Borat got number one, Superman Returns in second place. A movie called Scoop in third place, which I don't think I've ever even heard of.
No, no. And these are all real close.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
neck and neck all the way down.
All the way. Every single movie is almost the exact same.
Ultraviolet after that. Nacho Libre. Happy Feet, which was the
Penguin movie.
Yeah, the dancing penguin movie.
Yeah.
And then Little Man.
Yeah.
With the special mentions of Snakes on a Motherfucking Plane.
Yeah. And have you managed to watch this yet?
No.
Holy crap, is it? It's pretty damn bad.
I won't do it.
It's bad. It really is. It's terrible. In any case, this next category is actually one of my favorite categories.
Mm-hmm.
Best TV show. I love it. I don't know why. I hated TV up until like 2 years ago when somebody got me watching South Park, and then it was over. I started watching some TV episodes again, you know. Now I'm hooked on a couple different shows I like watching.
I really think TV has picked up in the last couple years, though.
It absolutely has. And I hope for my sake that it really has, and I'm not just thinking that it has.
Your brain's not just rotting?
Exactly.
Well, we're in the same boat if that's the case.
Yeah. So, this is a fun category because a lot of listeners get really, really amped up over there. You know what else I'm happy about? Grey's Anatomy was nowhere on this list. There was no Days of Our Lives.
I'm a little surprised about what won, though. Like, just in general.
I was too. But for my pick, I'm sad to say I'm the only person who voted for this. And that might say something about me that I'm not so sure I want the world to know. I had to go with Dexter.
Mm-hmm.
This is the greatest show I've seen this season. You know, I think last year I was all over Prison Break.
Mm-hmm.
And Prison Break has kind of fallen. You know, it was they're out of prison.
Right.
Okay, which I thought they wouldn't be able to pull off, and they did. Okay, of course there's House, another favorite, you know, just a fantastic show, and there's a couple newcomers this year. And what about Lost? There's one that's been dragged out way the hell the fuck too much.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I saw like two episodes of the second season, and I was like, I'm done.
I have seen every episode.
Have you?
It's only because I just have to see the end.
Right.
You know, which sadly probably fits the bill for most of their watchers at this mm-hmm. point, I think. They just want it to end already, you
well,
know?
Well, I'll have you, like, give me a synopsis later.
Yeah, yeah. We'll work that out so you can get filled in. But basically, there's more questions and less answers again.
Well,
yeah. Imagine this. Imagine this. But Dexter, it's one of the, it's like Showtime or HBO or some crap, mm-hmm. I can't remember, worth every penny. You have to get a subscription to this service to watch this. It's an amazing show about this, like, psychopath guy. He's, like, works for the cops. He's, like, the blood specialist guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a murder and they call him in, and he can tell, you know, all kinds of freaky stuff about blood, how people were killed based on blood spray and whatnot, you know, things like that. And he's a killer himself. He kills bad people.
Right.
But he was adopted when he was a kid. There's this whole crazy story, and it's actually based on a series of books. And there is going to be a second season, thank God, because I absolutely love it. The character of Dexter himself is really, really well done, incredibly well done. Like,
mm-hmm.
the person who wrote these books must have known somebody like this, I feel.
Or even been one himself.
Exactly. That's really what I feel about this. My second pick was a newcomer. A show that I watched the pilot, I think, or episode one. Wasn't entirely sure. I like the idea, the premise of it. But Heroes has actually proven to be a damn good show. So good, I picked it over my third choice, House.
Oh,
which
third this year.
I adore. I adore it. Okay, now here's the thing. House has not lost the magic touch.
Yeah,
it's still House. What bothers me about this particular season is this asshole fucking cop.
Yeah, I don't like him at all.
You know, I understand that now we have this you know, story that goes between shows
right.
and kind of ties it all together.
And I didn't like the black guy either.
This season?
Right.
Right.
The guy that bought the hospital.
Right.
In like
right.
the first season, or maybe it was the second season or something.
The big fat guy.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's a douche, but I don't see him that much. You get to deal with Cuddy most of the time, which is
well,
cool.
Well, he's gone now. He's sold it back or something.
How the hell did I miss that?
I don't
really?
Know. Yeah.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah.
I don't pay very close attention, apparently. But anyway, that bothered me. It kind of threw mm-hmm. me off. It's not a bad storyline, but maybe because it's maybe it's just so good that it bothers me that much that it makes me, like, unhappy.
I don't like it because I don't like him. I want to stab him.
The guy's a
fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
So, my picks. First up is Battlestar Galactica.
Woot.
Awesome, awesome
I
show.
I must say.
Number two is House, because it's just that good.
It is. It really is.
And number three I picked is The Wire.
What the hell is The Wire?
It's made from the same people who did Oz. And it's... I've only seen episode one, so technically I'm not talking about this here.
Okay.
But, it's about this, cop unit who... Their job is to, like, put surveillance on drug dealers and whatnot, and then catch them and whatnot. It's a very, very well-done show.
Huh.
It's on HBO, I believe. It's really good.
Okay. If I had a fourth pick... You would think I would pick Prison Break, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the obvious choice. There's this show that's on season two, I think it just ended, called Criminal Minds. Which, for some reason, that show comes on, I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's crazy. It's like C4 bait or something. I'm all over it.
This was that show that was...
like profiling.
Right, right.
I don't know what it is about this show, and I've only seen one bad episode out of two seasons. It was a terrible episode. It was incredibly bad. The season finale of season two was a little different, very personal, which I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about these characters. I just think they're cool, and they kind of have a neat little... Everybody has a little something they bring to the table, you know? Right. I don't want to know about their freaky past or any crazy shit like that. I kind of like the thin character. It allows me to make up a story for him a little bit, you know? Hell of a good show, though. I wanted it. That didn't get mentioned anywhere on here, and I wanted to kind of give that a little special mention while we were talking about our particular choices.
Because
we'll forget to mention it once we do the list here. Now, there was a couple awesome quotes about some different TV shows we had here. Now, Kizzle, who demanded a recount access to the source code of the forum, all emails, and our calculator programs, you know, that we use to tally up these, that if Battlestar Galactica did not win, he would be a very unhappy camper. Battlestar Galactica, everything is fucking amazing. Music, the special effects, story, the characters. Even if you're not into sci-fi, you must watch this. Now, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
I am not into sci-fi, and I fought this like hell. And man, okay.
For a long time.
Yeah, it's a hell of a show. It's a hell of a show. It did not make my cut, though.
That's okay.
It's an amazing show, and the reason it didn't make the cut for me was because it really is just a badass show. The problem with it must not be that entertaining to me because I tend to sit on episodes for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I still have to catch up.
But on the flip side, you watch all that backlog in one sitting. Boom.
I do. I do tend to watch them all at one time, and I do watch them. I don't do that playing fucking games while I got the TV on there.
That might be part of what's wrong. Just because
maybe, but
you have to just watch it.
I do the same thing with, you know, like House and whatnot, though.
Right.
Like, you know, I do sit down and watch these. I try. Like, I've turned on Heroes, and I'll try to play a game, and I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, like, way too into the stupid bullshit with these superheroes.
Next up, S2 says, there hasn't been a show with suspense like Prison Break. As for Heroes, The Cheerleader.
Okay, I'll do it, because I already read it. S2's got a line about Heroes here, my second pick. He says, there hasn't been a show with suspense like Prison Break. That was one of his choices, right?
Yeah.
But as for Heroes, The Cheerleader, we're the same age, so if I ever met her, it could totally work out. And The Office is hilarious. That was one of the ones that he voted for, too, was The Office. But
there's a cheerleader in
Heroes. Yeah, some hot little, like, 15-year-old girl or something. I don't know, she's kind of young. So he's pretty into that.
Andy Boy says, seems like someone finally got the superhero universe right for a change. Hero is my favorite character in the whole show.
He is a badass. Now, you haven't seen this yet?
No, I have not.
He's the Japanese dude.
Mm-hmm.
That he's just goddamn hilarious. Like, do you even know what the idea behind the show is?
Other than there's superheroes involved, no.
Okay, right. He said they got the superhero universe right, right? It's like these people discover, and it's through evolution, you know, like there's something about them that gives them some kind of freaky power.
Like X-Men.
Right, but like, not bullshit like X-Men. Like,
right.
The next thing you know, they've got some kind of a jet that's invisible and can do all this shit, and you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're okay. So, you've got like the cheerleader is Wolverine, essentially. She cannot be killed. Mm-hmm. And it's fact. I mean, you will watch like episode like 3 or 4. I can't remember which one it is, but it ends with her. And you're just like, oh my fucking god. Like, it's really amazing, okay? And then there's a guy that can fly. There's a guy that can absorb your power, but he doesn't keep it. He's got to be near you to use your power. There's people that can wipe your memory. There's guys that can, like, repair things that are broken. There's a guy that can go through walls. The chick is badass. It's the hot chick from the first Final Destination movie. I can't think of her name. Okay. She's blonde in this. And she's got, like, almost like a split personality, but it's another person in a mirror. It's really cool. Right now, Hiro, the Japanese guy, is a freaking badass. Oh, there's the guy, the artist, that has to get high to paint the future. It's fucking badass, right? So, and he does comic books too. Mm-hmm. Now, he does a comic book about the future featuring some of the characters in the show. So it's creepy, right? Now, Hiro, the Japanese guy, he's just like you got a picture like Wolf, kind of. You know what I mean? Just right? like a kind of round Japanese guy. You know, Wolf's Chinese, but Hiro's Japanese, and he hangs out with his real skinny, kind of taller than him friend. And they work in an office, and they're way into, like, screwing around, or at least Hiro is. He kind of, you know, there's something fantastical about his thought. You're like, he kind of believes in powers and superheroes, so he's kind of a funny guy, you know what I mean? And he's, like, trying to stop time at work one day. Well, he can. You know, it's really cool. Hmm. It's really, really cool. It's something else. It's a great show. Just really well done, and you really get to know some of the characters, you know. They do a great job. It's almost like a soap opera for superheroes. Just like a soap opera for sci-fi, you know, as Battlestar Galactica. It's really good. I liked it. But the first episode, I didn't care for, of Heroes. Didn't care for it. Afterwards, it was great. It was really good. No surprise, though. Kizzle, you will not need access to our documents. Battlestar Galactica rolls in at number one with a pretty healthy lead. Deuce. Heroes. I'm really happy about that.
House is up next for number three.
Thank God he was in the top three. I almost feel like I turned my back on the uberness that is House. But you know what? At least he's in the top three.
Well, I had to help it out.
You did, but, I mean...
Prison Break is number four. And The Wire is number five.
And then I had the special mention of Dexter.
Right.
Check this out if you can. By all means, watch this show. Now, this is a screwed up category this year. Best actor and actress performance. This is supposed to be TV and movies. Mm-hmm. And somehow we wound up with the... For God's sakes, let's just get this one over with, okay? I ended up... And it was Hades' fault. I know it is. It's Hades' fault right here. Because he started it.
Well, I've been planning to vote for
it. Oh, really?
For a long time,
oh, you're
yeah.
both douchebags. Because when I saw it, I was like, well, this clearly wins. This clearly wins. And it's the Gears of War crew.
Of course.
They did one bang-up job for best performance. It was just amazing.
It's one of the best aspects of the campaign.
It really is.
It really draws you in and then makes you care a little bit.
Single and multiplayer. Multiplayer even has extra funniness with it. You know, I mean, just really amazing stuff. My second pick, I actually gave to Dexter because the guy that plays him is the freak. I can't think of his name, so I just wrote down Dexter. I can't think of his name, but he does a really good job. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even care. He did a good job, actually, in that other show he was in on the same station, Showtime, I think. I can't think of what it's called, 6 Feet Under or something.
Okay.
I think
That's a show.
Yeah, it's a show, but I don't know if it's the one he's in. Yeah, I think that's it, though, where they have he's the gay guy, and the family owns the morgue.
Right.
Or the whatever it is that they own. I can't think of it. It must be a morgue, I think. Or the funeral home thing. Maybe it's all together. I don't know. Whatever it is. The guy does a hell of a job. And Hugh Laurie.
That's Gregory House. That was my second pick. It's important to note that a lot of people might not know this. The man's British.
I had no clue until like 2 weeks ago.
Was in Britain until the age of God only knows what. I mean, he has a very thick British accent when he's just talking.
Yeah.
And it's not there at all.
Creepy. No, I know. And it's terrible that I've seen him on... He did Saturday Night Live a couple weeks back, and that's what I found out.
Oh, really?
And I was like, holy shit. I thought he was fucking with me.
Actually, my girlfriend was watching, like, 101 Dalmatians or some shit. And he plays one of the henchmen for Cruella de Vil.
Really?
And I was like, What the fuck is wrong with House?
Holy crap. I had no idea. Yeah, he hosted Saturday Night Live maybe three weeks ago or something, and I thought he was fucking with me. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, when's he going to drop the accent? I had no clue, and then it's like I hopped online and was like looking around and just completely blown away. And that made me appreciate him as an actor a whole lot more, you know? Like, this is usually the Edward Norton gimme vote for me right here.
Right.
But what the hell did he do this year?
Nothing.
I didn't see him anywhere. He's probably rolling around on all that fat cash from, you know, just a little while ago, where he had a couple of great roles. Now, Hades, since he gets the blame for stealing away the movie and TV awards, his quote was fantastic, and he does a great explanation of why, though, for Gears of War. For having the best goddamn dialogue I've heard in a video game, even down to the little details. I mentioned this on IRC before, but I'll regurgitate it here. I was playing with my buddy over Xbox Live, and I died. Gears of War lets you revive your teammates when they're in I just got wasted mode. Basically, you're lying there on the floor, you can't move, and your buddy has to come over to you and hit a button, and he can, like, help you up, okay? So he gets through a few locusts and has a few close calls. Then he finally gets to me, and his character, Dom, says, "Walk it off, pussy!" when he revives me. It was completely unexpected, and we ended up getting killed since we were laughing our asses off and not paying attention. Now, when a game can have that great dialogue, you wonder how shit, like... Enchanted Arms was pretty bad, okay? But some of the Tales games are gnarly, right? And recently, we just got to witness Dead or Alive Extreme 2. Yeah. I cannot stand the American...
Pretty much anything that came from Japan... I don't know what's up with that, but they, like, hire the worst actors
for
the American version. Like, they spent all their acting funds on the Japanese version.
They probably, since it's probably all done over there, they probably, like, cruise around, like, the local schools where they teach English, and they're just, like, grabbing either students or some of the, you know, maybe they're even American teachers that are teaching English over there, but they're not actors,
right.
You know, or actresses. They're teachers, and they suck balls. It's terrible. So... Number one turned out to actually be the Gears of War crew. They did do a bang-up job with this. I mean, it is really something. And number two, actually, I cannot believe this, turned out to be Hugh Laurie as Dr. Gregory House. Pretty damn amazing. There was a few other things that were pretty good, you know. James Bond in the new James Bond movie, whatever that dude's name is. Daniel Craig. Look, the guy has two first names. What a douche. And anybody with either one of those names is probably lame anyway.
Agent Smith in V for Vendetta.
The topless girls in Hostel? That was great. Remember, like, the first half of that movie is just hot European boobies. Jay in Clerks 2 doing the whole crying game thing, okay? I mean, there were some other good things this year. Randall in Clerks 2. He even got a mention on here because, you know, Randall's just a man.
Fuck yes.
He really is. I've pretty much based my life on his theory of life now, which is pretty sad for me, I guess. Hottest half-naked video game chick. Another favorite category around here.
Certainly after two DOA games.
Oh, my God. You know, okay, that was one little hitch. This was the only game that we let slide from 2005. Right. A lot of people voted for a couple games, on accident, I'm sure. You wouldn't believe how many times Mario Kart DS showed up in our goddamn racing game of the year category.
Well, which was just that good.
Yeah, it is, but it's unfortunately a solid 2005 game. Now, however, the reason we let Dead or Alive 4 slide into even the availability for fighting games and the hottest half-naked video game chick category was simply because it came out December 29th.
Yeah.
Okay, now granted, that was before the show that we did.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm pretty sure the voting and all that shit was probably cut off, and we just missed shows.
I think that might
I think that's what happened. And so we had to let that one slip in there, because there was actually quite a few votes, even, for Dead or Alive 4 out throughout this.
Well,
so.
And the fighting genre in this year was...
pretty goddamn weak. And for God's sake, how come there were so many Soul Calibur 3 votes? That was solidly a long time ago. Now, naturally... I picked Kasumi. I have to. As soon as we can make robot dolls, I'm going to have an army of those bitches.
It's like 30 of them lining on the wall.
I can't wait.
Well, you're going to break a couple of them.
Exactly. And then a few have to clean up. I'm telling you, I'm going to have a fucking army.
I picked Ayane, the purple-haired chick, because I dig on anime hair.
So. Yeah, right. No, it's nice, but... I just can't see. She's trying to kill Kasumi, so I hate that bitch. Okay, I actually had a second one too, which is Alicia Kloss. She's the chick from Bullet Witch. I came across this a couple weeks ago. I don't know, probably longer than that now. I've been checking out their Bullet Witch blog on some, I think it was fucking IGN or something of all places, trying to keep up on this game because it looks like it's going to be good. Like, no, it looks like it could be good,
yeah.
But they're going to fuck it up. Oh, but at least the chick is kind of hot, you know?
This has Blood Rain written all over it.
Another terrible game and movie, seriously. Now, Madar has the greatest quote for this. He actually voted for Princess Peach in here, but his line is great, his reasoning. I wish I knew the only chick in a game I played this year was Princess Peach, and yes, I'd tap that. What the hell? That is fucking great. Now, no surprise, who took top honors?
The entire DOA cast.
That leaves a little room for everybody, I think. That could make a lot of happy gamers.
Coming in at number two is Kasumi.
Yes.
Alicia Claus from the Bullet Witch comes in at number three. And an honorable mention just for me.
Right.
Hi, Annie.
Now, there was another honorable mention, too. Pinello from Final Fantasy XII. I forgot about that one. You're all...
We brought this in because Rybo has a quote for this that's actually from me in IRC. We're talking about Pinello, and I said, she's got to be one of the hottest half-naked game chicks because you know she swallows. Anybody that's played Final Fantasy XII, she's like the mousy white mage.
Right.
So she's got to try a little harder.
Oh, my God. This is terrible. Terrible. Now, this category is awfully sad. The most overused gimmick. This category always goes far and wide because there's a lot of dumb shit out there.
Oh,
but
yeah.
There's always a few things that really strive for perfection to annoy you and get under your skin. This year, I was particularly annoyed by Blur. Seems like every goddamn game I play... they gotta blur something on me, so I think I need glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's Burnout and I'm whizzing down the road, or Gears of War when I turn the fuck around, because Marcus Fenix's 2 tons of man is just that fast, everything's fucking blurry. I don't know, it's driving me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I got tired of it. Your first vote.
My first vote is in-game ads.
A little more of a pure hatred, I think. That's a real nasty thing.
It's getting really, really bad, to the point where, like, BF2142 actually has spyware that watches where you go on the internet, so it knows what games, what ads to put in your game.
How fat is that?
Holy fuck!
I know, huh? I'm surprised that they can get away with this. I'm absolutely blown away.
Because you agree with it by opening up the plastic.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't even get to read the damn...
Yeah.
Ugh!
Somebody needs to figure out how that thing works, okay? And come up with some kind of a program that, like, redirects all the IPs that it uses to, like, go out and seek around. You know, exactly! Damn, how'd you steal that from me? To porn. I mean, how much better would that
and
make your
hopefully
game?
Hopefully it's nice and automated.
Exactly.
Boobs, it's fucking everywhere.
If it just grabbed random porn from the... Well, no, you'd have to filter out some seriously bad shit.
Well, and they want to get paid for their advertisements, so it doesn't just grab
right,
shit.
Right. That's true. But damn, that's a hell of a thought. This is spyware people want, okay? Try that first. So, and now our both of our second picks was inappropriate. So this is a fine line we're talking about here. Inappropriate use of micropayments. And this essentially comes down to Electronic Arts.
For now.
That
we knew they were going to jump on the bad side. Back.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't have to be a fortune teller with a third nipple to figure this one out. Now, by inappropriate in EA, we mean raping you, basically. Like,
right.
I have absolutely zero problem with the core idea behind micropayments. I kind of dig them. My perfect example is look at some shit like Oblivion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the game is fantastic. I would not think three times before buying a little add-on pack for it if I played it that much. You know, and I actually have... paid for one of the content packs. I did realize that I wasn't going to be able to play this to its fullest, so I didn't go ahead and load up on stuff, because I have other games to play. A lot of people don't.
Right.
You know, I remember when I was, you know, a kid, you've got that one game for months. You better pray that your birthday is nowhere near December 25th, okay? Because you probably don't have any money, you probably don't get any games any other way. So you've got birthday and Christmas to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Alright? So, you usually get, you know, maybe... 2 or 3 games or something, you know, at best.
Not to mention, 360 owners in general, when this came out, Didn't have a whole lot of other choice.
That's
true. It was a little slim during that period of time.
That's true. And on top of that, it's still, you know, what do you got for RPGs? That and Enchanted Arms, and maybe throw in Phantasy Star Universe, I guess.
Kind of.
You know, kind of, yeah. So, of course, the Uber Final Fantasy XI, but not everybody has the money to pay for a MMO. So, of course, on the flip side of the good micropayments, you've got the EA, where they're taking features out of your game and selling them back to you. And, you know, for nickel and diming you here and there for stuff that you should have got. And a game that costs less has it on a lower console.
Even the stuff that you can unlock, but here you can buy it, that offends me. Like,
dude, Dead or Alive Extreme 2 had that. I did not know that until just yesterday, and I was shocked.
Now, I'm obviously not going to buy it, and so it doesn't really affect me.
Right.
It's still offensive.
It is. It is. And the worst part is some douchebags. Okay, not only are some people buying them, if you go to the forums on Xbox.com, you see people trying to find out if paying them for all of these things will unlock the achievements. Okay, trying to raise your gamer score by paying is retarded.
And these people, the developers will see these people wanting
that. Yep, that's the problem.
And it's going to fucking happen.
Yep, that's exactly
the
problem.
Stop it, you assholes.
Yeah, it's terrible. Chrome Hounds is another kind of bad example.
I almost think Chrome Hounds is the worst. Anytime
yeah,
you say,
bad.
Anytime you can, okay, give us real world money and we will give you things that will make you better in the game, that's beyond fucked.
Yeah, exactly. It's not right, you know, but I mean, is that bad? That's bad, because that's Versus. I mean, EA is just straight out raping you, and they're not trying to hide it, you know?
Well, yeah, and in the end, as long as, like,
like, you can buy them all, and I can race through them all, and we'd be equal still.
Right.
But playing Chrome Hounds, he with the most money wins. It's magic. The card game magic, this is why I hated that game. If you had enough money, you could win, because you could buy the best deck. You know, and this is, I can't stand that. You know, Chrome Hounds is pretty terrible for that. So, Hades has a quote. I guess I'm responsible for the shirtless black guys playing Uno on Xbox Live comments. Yes, you are, Hades. And a lot of people may not know the story. We have a lot of fun in IRC about, you know, different things, and this came up. My wife liked to play Uno on the Xbox Live Arcade, and I'd look over her shoulder while she's playing. Seriously, at least six different times there was a shirtless black guy playing Uno on camera. Of course, this was in between the 50 other dickheads with 420 in their gamer tag that had to point the camera at their stash. So in other words, why the hell do I want to watch other people watching digital cards on a TV? His vote was for Xbox Live Vision camera. Yeah, pretty good stuff. And then, well, this one kind of pertained to our little topic here.
Cushion gave a few points as to why he picked the micropayments. Number one, not everyone has wireless, high-speed, extra dollars. Number two, Microsoft. We pay $60 to $70 a game. Stop trying to nickel and dime us. Number three, Microsoft. Get a payment point system. You don't need a website to calculate the actual cost of things. And number four, Microsoft and Wii. Classic games should be worth no more than a dollar. Unless they're a giant RPG, then they can be $2.
Now, just to clarify one thing, Microsoft is not responsible for this, just so you know.
Right.
Microsoft is responsible for the actual funky conversion. That's their fault.
Right.
That they said points are this much real dollars. But how much the points, or no, not how much the points are, how much the content is, how much content is available, is all the developer.
Right.
Okay, so it's not Microsoft's fault if EA's raping you. It's not anybody's fault but the guys who made the game. They're the ones who choose.
Mm-hmm.
And set the price. This is why, you know, Lumines is so goddamn expensive. Microsoft didn't decide to stick it in your ass and break it off.
Right.
That was those guys, okay? So that's the only thing that, you know, you need to be sure about is don't be mad at Microsoft for this. In any case, what was the worst shit that we had this year? Number one, by double the points and then some, inappropriate use of microtransactions. It seems the listeners agreed, you know, that this is the bad mojo here. You know, they all said that this is no good.
A handful of people just said micromanagement and micropayments in general. They don't want any of it.
Right, right. Which,
but
I can understand that, but I have no problem with it. Right. I dig them. I really kind of think they're cool. You know what? And damn it, they put Superman Returns on the damn Xbox Live Video Marketplace like a day after I rented it.
Oh, and I was, in the HD version?
I didn't even look because I was so pissed. Because I've been trying to find an excuse to just try this out.
Right, see how it works.
I could have saved money using that service.
Mm-hmm.
And I missed it by a day. They put it out yesterday, I guess, or early this morning or something. I couldn't believe it. In any case, Blur Effects came in number two. I'm pretty happy about that because they really pissed me off. I mean, done well, they're good. I just feel they're overused.
Right. And coming in third place is Banner Ads in a Game, my loathing this year.
Now, the honorable mention had to go to Brain Training and Sudoku Games because seriously, oh my god, get over it. You know, you're not going to become Stephen Hawking with your DS. And people really think they will. I swear to you, it's amazing. These things aren't going to turn you into some kind of a super genius. They'll probably keep you from having your brain leak out of the side of your head, though. But most people are already too far gone. Seriously.
That's very true.
I know. There was quite a list of complaints on here. You know, one of my favorites, abusive end-user license agreements. That's a really good one. That should have got more votes. You know, I mean, we get bent over.
But I don't think there's such thing as a non-abusive end-user license agreement.
No, but that's a good point. Yeah, let's see. And points was on there. Points instead of actual money. That was on there, too.
Billy Bucks is pretty bad.
That's the only one, though. I mean, the Wii points are real dollars, aren't they? Like 100 points is a dollar? I think so. I thought
yeah,
100,
yeah, yeah.
I think so. You know, I mean, that's
and
not so
And Sony
bad.
Actually uses dollars.
Uses money, you know. Why does Microsoft need to quarter me to death, you know? They just stick that extra one in there. Now, this category, somehow this got all screwed up. Maybe next year we need to do a little bit more clarification, because I swear to God, somehow the best homebrew spilled over to the best mod, and it kind of ruined this category, I think. Because I would have classified some things a little bit differently. As in mod being something that you would actually play.
Right.
Or enhance your game. Not allow you to do some freaky shit. That would fall into the best homebrew category. We might just rename it like best homebrew freaky shit. And breasts. Yes, that's great.
DOA!
Best mod game upgrade or something. You know what I mean? Mm. Something. Or whatever. Enhancement.
Right.
You know, best game enhancement. As opposed to some freaky voodoo that you have to do. You know. In any case. The best mod category, well, yours was pure. Mine was tainted, so go ahead.
I decided to go with the Jackie Thompson model and whatnot for the Mortal Kombat game.
That's awesome.
Not sure how much of a true mod it is, but it's absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, and it makes probably a crappy game worth at least checking out. Definitely. And I actually, mine's impure. Mine should fall into the homebrew, but the listeners kind of threw this in there, so I had to throw my hat in with them. Dark Alex's 3.02 OE-B firmware for the PSP. This is the one that basically allows some seriously freaky stuff to happen, okay? You can take your PlayStation games, with no PlayStation 3, and play them on the goddamn PSP. This needed to happen a long time ago.
Fuck yeah.
Okay? Seriously. And my second vote, which was my first vote, because this just came out and it works. And this actually bumped my first vote down to number two, is DevHook. Because it works great for all your extra freaky stuff.
Right, but now, didn't I hear that the special 3.02 firmware actually removes the need for DevHook?
Oh, I don't know.
Like
I
makes,
did not know.
It makes all it's just as good for homebrew as 1.5. At least that's what I heard.
Really? I haven't looked into it, other than making sure that I have the necessary equipment for it.
Mm-hmm.
Just I haven't had time. Been too busy playing stupid shit. But it's amazing, because it not only works, I've seen proof that it works. Spent time looking at it, not getting into it yet, because I haven't done it myself. I'll get into the technical stuff later. I was just watching people do it and just floored. Look on YouTube. You see people playing Final Fantasy VII, you know, on their day. Now it's time for bigger memory cards, because you need to host, you know, those ISOs
right.
somewhere, and so you need a pretty beefy memory card. My third pick made a terrible game playable. It was Stunwatch for World of Warcraft. This was my pure one here, okay? It really made all the difference when you're a rogue. Now, Rybo actually had to talk about this because he, in fact, has been using this an awful lot, this new firmware from Dark Alex. With this new custom firmware, a hack of the official 3.02 release, we now have unhindered, read, no DRM, PS1 game emulation on the PSP, plus full homebrew support. Oh, that's where we got that.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Without any silly dev hook or other freaky voodoo programs that cause pain and confusion. Tastes great, less filling.
Yeah, that's just plain awesome.
Number one. Did turn out to be Dark Alex's 3.02 OE-B PSP firmware. Number two, somehow Jack Thompson in Mortal Kombat. See, the listeners spread their thing out so thin here that it only required a few votes for things to rise to the top. Dev hook for the PSP came in number three, a couple votes for that. There were some other things. There's even another WoW mod on there, Titan Bar, the 7 gigahertz Pentium 4 overclock, you know, because everybody has liquid nitrogen laying around to pull that shit off. You know, but there were some pure ones, like Dystopia for Half-Life 2. We mentioned this before.
Right.
Doom 3, Last Man Standing, the Christmas mod for DEF CON, using your Wiimote on a PC, Warcraft 3, Defense of the Fucking Ancients. This game is still going strong. Enfos has died off months ago. This game was almost just like it, but less, like, cooler maps, like, way cooler maps. And since the last maybe year and a half, seems like Enfos just went away, and Dota has just taken off. And they've changed the characters and the skills to these amazing things, and they've just made this amazing, and just incredible, and it's still being played.
Well, that's cool. Plus, it's been years and years in development, so it's probably pretty damn polished.
It's really, really good, so I'm impressed by that. The next category was Best Homebrew. This poor bastardized one this year really got the shaft because it just people voted all over between best mod and best homebrew. So
the stuff that really should have gone here ended up going.
Yeah. I'm kind of upset that happened. So what ended up happening was I had to throw my vote in for SNES TYL, the SNES 9X TYL release for the PSP. It allows you to play Super Nintendo games on your PSP, you know, given the proper firmware or the other right software, which is fabulous. You know, being able to play Super Nintendo games anywhere you go is sweet, and this one actually works really well. There's a lot of emulators that don't work for shit on it, yet this one works fairly well.
Yeah, that always happens. There's a lot of trash emulators.
Yeah, but what I can't figure out is how come we've got damn near perfect PlayStation emulation. I mean, great. It's just like playing the damn thing on your PlayStation, just about. They've got some Nintendo 64 emulation. And the Super Nintendo emulation kind of sucks balls. And I'm shocked by this.
Well, especially since we've had perfect emulation with SNES for a long time and different stuff.
I mean, it's beefy, but it's not beefier than a PlayStation.
No.
You know, but let's be honest here.
It's possible that there's a decent amount of...
I think it's Sony's code is what it is, and that's just why it works. So.
Right. Exactly. Mm. It's probably built into the PSP to begin with. They were probably thinking about doing this a long time.
They should have fucking... Dude, if you could have... Sony, listen up. On that list of mistakes, put at the very top now, okay? Bump PlayStation 3 down to number 2, and right in there, didn't support PlayStation 1 on the PSP. Can you imagine a portable, perfect fucking PlayStation, and not for you or me, but for the drones out there in the world, okay?
Oh, yeah.
The sheeple, okay? Versus a DS... Nintendo would have been crushed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, but it's just the case. It would have happened. Which is a terrible thing to say.
But how much software sales would end up happening? Oh my god, piracy, even though it's completely borked piracy-wise. But they were trying what they could to make it not happen.
Yeah, I don't know. Good job.
Well, I didn't say Sony was good.
In any case, I mean, there is a couple things on here. There's actually a CPS2 emulator for the PSP now. I did not know that. There's also a Neo Geo emulator that works pretty well for it. There's somebody voted for any of the PlayStation Portable version 2.0 hacks. Quake 1 version 2.0 for the PSP. Basically, best homebrew is the PSP category.
Oh, yeah.
It dominates this category, like, every year.
Oh.
You know, it's just that cool for this kind of stuff, though. You know, it really is. It's the reason I've got mine.
And the only reason it ever gets turned on.
I use it a lot, but not for that so much anymore.
Really? You play PSP games?
No, I use it for music and video.
No.
All the time. Well, at work, you know.
Yeah, which is actually what it was designed for.
It works great for that. I mean, it's a little bulky for an MP3 player, you know, and the battery kind of sucks ass now for some reason. It's kind of old now.
Right.
and I've used it a lot, so I think that battery's about had it. But my fucking DS, dude, I'll leave that thing on for a week and forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Come back and pick up right where I was, and then somehow be able to play all day still and plug it back in, and I'm good for like another week and a half. I don't know what they do.
The sleep mode for the battery is absolutely amazing.
It's unbelievable. It's really something.
I think it like only powers the RAM or something.
It must be, I have no idea. I have no idea what it does, but it's great. Best game you're still waiting for / vaporware. Now, you all know I like to throw my hat in for StarCraft Ghost on this one, but unfortunately we know she's gone. My
yep.
beautiful, beautiful Nova is dead. Thank you, fucking Blizzard. Another reason
too much
to hate
money
you.
On WoW.
You know, yeah, they don't even care about shit fuck all anymore, and I can understand that. But that's okay, because you know what? There is a game that I have wanted more than that ever. More than anything. More since, like, 99, I've had to get my hands on a new Killer Instinct.
Mm-hmm.
I have been dying for a new Killer Instinct, and Rare fucking teases me all the time. Do you remember the Conquer ad or demo? Was it the demo?
Had like a flyer or something?
The back of a magazine that some dude's reading in their demo has a list of fucking Killer Instinct 3 on it. And then they bring us Perfect Dark Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Viva Pinata? Was that the next one from Rare?
Yeah, I think so.
Banjo-Kazooie?
Is on its way.
Where the hell's my Killer Instinct?
Hopefully it's next.
There ain't no hopefully. People are gonna die if it's not next. Okay, this is uncalled. Oh, wait, didn't they do something else too? I can't remember what the hell they've done now. They've done some damn amazing stuff, though. I can't remember what else, if they've done anything else for some reason. In any case, yeah, they did Cameo.
Did they?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, okay, give me my damn Killer Instinct, all right? You've had your fun. You've played around. Let's get back. Chop, chop. My second pick was for Final Fantasy Online 2. I want Final Fantasy XI 2.
Right.
Because I'll tell you right now, I'm fanboying it up everywhere I go. Xbox 360 this, Nintendo DS that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You bring me Final Fantasy XI 2. It's over with. It's over. There goes my job, the car, the bills, the cleaning. It's all gone.
Yep. Just like last time.
Just like last time.
Certainly. I think I'd be right there with you.
I hope so.
My first choice was Fallout 3. Now, we've been waiting for this for a very long time. They've been saying they wanted to make a Fallout 3 for years. And it's time. Number two is Portal for the Half-Life 2.
This looks like it'd give me a goddamn headache.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I think this looks badass.
I am not at all excited by this at all.
Really?
Mm-mm.
That's
Play
too bad.
Prey. It has some of that in it.
It's
not
little.
All burly like Portals is, but you'll get your fill. I'm not caring about this very much, but the listeners have voted. Number one, Portal.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, I have no fucking clue what I'm talking about. Number two, Fallout 3. Obviously, you know
I
all.
Do.
Number three, Killer Instinct 3. I'm glad to see that I'm not alone. Number four, Metal Gear Solid 4. Get over it already. Snake's an old crusty bastard.
I know.
Duke Nukem Forever. Thank you, people who voted for that, because God knows we forgot about it by now. I mean, this game will be... You know why they're doing this? I'm pretty convinced.
Hmm.
Duke Nukem, why they're taking so long. Because it's going to be the only video game in history that has won more awards before it was out than any other game ever.
Well, and think about all the people that will have to just buy it because they're curious.
Seriously, you know? I mean... Did they change engines again on us or something?
Did they?
I don't know. I'm curious now. Like, why are we still waiting? Still?
Yeah, last year it made sense that it was on this.
Was it on Unreal 2004 engine? Unreal like Unreal 2 engine?
2.5 or maybe.
See, but now that we've seen Gears of War,
mm-hmm.
they have to match that.
Oh yeah.
So maybe they got to call up Cliffy B and get another deal on another Unreal engine license.
Maybe they'll get a deal because they already paid for the two.
Right, and just haven't even used it yet. Yeah. They need to figure something out. And Gran Turismo Portable, most wanted by the listeners. Now, sleeper hit, didn't expect it to be any good category. This is a really fun category because, first of all, it's supposed to be funny when a game blindsides you. Like, mm-hmm. Metal Gear Solid blindsided me, finally. I took it a couple years, you know, way back. But this category this year was proof of how, like, jaded I am.
Mm-hmm.
This was proof of how negative I can get. Because I really got my ass whooped this year. Now, hell, do yours. You only had one.
Okay, I picked Prey. Because I remember C4 and I made so much fun about this game when it was first coming out. Indians and multi-prey and
the spirit world thing you had. What the hell?
It turned out to be really good.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's really my only pick this year.
That did make mine, but it made my number three pick.
Well, that's mainly for good reason.
Right, because my first two were mind-blowingly moronic. The very first one was Oblivion. Now, I cannot stand the PC version of this game. I was pretty let down by Morrowind. Not because it was a bad game, but because, you know, various things were screwed in it.
And Bethesda's always been good about that.
Fucking people in the ass.
And bugs and stuff,
yeah, you know. So, I didn't think anything of it, and then I played the PC version, and I felt kind of like vindicated. I was like, yeah, see, this game blows. You can't control it. The menu suck ass. It looks like it was for a 360. Guess what? It works amazingly well on the damn 360. And I'm it's one of the best games I've ever played now, you know? Mm-hmm. Absolutely floored. And the next one, how could I botch this game? Gears of War. I was all about Lost Planet for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
I have changed my tune.
Although I think Lost Planet will be pretty fast.
Oh, it'll be... It's no Gears of War.
No.
It'll be good. But it's no Gears of War. I'm sorry. Capcom, I'm sorry. Go back to the drawing board and make me a Street Fighter 4. Leave the shooting to id Software and Epic.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do, and they do it well. Number one game. Again, obviously Kobar knows what he's talking about. Prey, voted by the listeners. Number two, this was, I cannot believe, in fact, and this actually did just barely miss the number one spot,
mm-hmm.
Was Okami on the PlayStation 2.
I'm shocked because I knew when I saw this game that it was going to be cool.
We talked about it, and all agreed it looked great, but...
No one's ever played.
Nobody got it. Why not?
I don't know.
Is it, you know, I think I do. It was timing. How can you release some shit like that when you're facing Gears of War and a Nintendo console launch and a Sony console launch? What do you do?
Yeah.
Do you throw Okami out there? A Zelda. You're going to go up against a Zelda game. Are you insane? Okay, I mean, really, this was just bad timing.
Mm-hmm.
If this would have came out in June, it would have sold billions of, well, quite a few copies anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or next June. Hold off on it. Polish it that much more, you know. I don't know why this didn't get picked up more. Dead Rising was another kind of surprise hit. A lot of people didn't expect this to be great. Turned out to be a hell of a lot of fun, if not a little over frustrating.
Sure. And finally on our list of sleeper hits is Wii Sports. I have to say this is a little surprising.
It's fucking like Lego figures, you know. Playing some fucking sports games.
Yeah. I personally don't like it all that much. But,
dude,
I mean...
Boxing is bad. They get way too into it. Yeah, they do. They break shit. They're insane.
I'm sure Wii Sports is a big one on the damage thing.
It was like a... Wasn't it a way high seller in Japan, too? Because it didn't come bundled with theirs. And it was way up there on the software sales charts. I was shocked.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's definitely not bad. Now, this is a great category here. I love this one, because this one is the one, how freaking stupid are you category. Best game you acquired and didn't play. This is, I've got thousands of dollars worth of crap around here I probably don't use enough. Video games accounting for probably 90% of that pile of shit.
Yeah, it's great putting it all in one thing, and look at this. Here's a car.
Yeah.
Here's a fucking car sitting in my living room.
Yep. It's terrible. It's horrible. Now... Let's see here. What did you have?
I have as my first pick Okami, which I actually did not acquire, but I threw in here because it's something I was really, really looking forward to and then just never got to play it.
I thought you got it for some reason, too. I guess not.
And number two is Zelda the Twilight Princess, which I do have. And then
for the Wii.
Yeah, and then the 360 happened. And
owned. Now, I had to throw in my votes for Heroes of Might and Magic 5. Hmm. I absolutely love it. Haven't played it for but maybe 4 or 5 hours. And the reason I have, of course, is they dicked me on the fattest feature of the game. It's just not there. The game is solid. Except for the one thing that everybody uses is the random map generator, and we don't have it.
Which keeps it going.
Yeah, which, exactly. And because, you know, the campaign's blow. It's not about that. It's about playing the random shit. Mm-hmm. Not where they're set up to beat you. You know, it's about just can you win against an even fight, and the computer AI hopefully will be good. You know, and your buddies playing online with your friends, and random maps you could play forever. We don't have it, though. They made a fat game, and they're missing the best part of it. And mm-hmm. It's just like, wow, they really dropped the ball on that one. I also voted for Zelda. Yes, I actually have Zelda the Twilight Princess, but I have the GameCube version. Haven't even cracked the plastic on it, of course, because I need that, like, you know, $700 monitor with the component cables to be able to play my GameCube over here at the command center. Mission Control. I don't like calling it Mission Control. It reminds me of work. And Castlevania, Portrait of Ruin. Now, granted, I just got this. Okay? Right. But I have had more than enough opportunity to play it, and I haven't. I have stalled out every time for some reason. Like, I played through, like, the first level, was like, wow, this game is fat. Turned off the DS, and it, like, won't get back to it. I'm like, no, I'll play later. And I just haven't done it.
It happens so often.
It really... Well, my excuse is I'm facing Final Fantasy V on the DS. It's a Game Boy Advance game, and I've got that. And I never got a chance to play it back when it was new. And so I'm playing Final Fantasy V essentially for the first time. I did play a while back, you know, maybe a couple 5 hours of it, you know, a couple years ago, and that was about it. So this is and I had no idea what was going on for some reason. This is my first real foray into Final Fantasy V, and I'm like determined to beat it because if I don't, I'll never pick it back up. If I stop, there's no way I'm coming back to this because it's kicking my ass, mm-hmm. and I'm loving every minute of it. The number one game people bought and didn't play, and this, I love this. I love it. Final Fantasy XII. That's right, bitches. Number two was Zelda, the Twilight Princess. God damn it, you know? That's amazing. I mean...
And both of these are happening a lot. I've talked to a lot of people.
I can't understand that. I can't... These are the games that people wait years for.
Mm-hmm. And the Final Fantasy XII one, I talked to so many people, and, oh, I'm loving the hell out of it. I'm having such a good time. And then it just kind of stops.
That's amazing. That's amazing. This is some kind of, like, creepy phenomenon. Like, there could be studies done about this. Like, the mindset, like the what do they call it? Like, the mob mindset of gamers or
right.
something.
You're wondering, like, how much of it was just they wanted it to be fast.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that glitter wore off.
Exactly. I don't know. Even fucking, I'm not the only one who wasn't playing Heroes. There's even somebody, some poor bastard who picked up Okami. Oh, no. The poor bastard is Hades. I'm calling him out right now. Hades. You are sitting on the fattest game, dude. Mm-hmm. Play New Super Mario Brothers. I know you have a problem with the save system, but you know what? Your DS will stay on for days if you just close that freaking lid, man. Don't worry about the saves. Okay, the saves aren't even that bad. Once you get like a couple levels into it, you have tons of coins, mm-hmm. right? And you can force the game to save by just going to a place where you can use a coin, right? And at some point, you have way more coins than you would use. You know, just don't go to all those stupid little mushroom houses. You don't need the stupid-ass little single power if you're going to get there. Trust me, you don't need it. And if you need men, go back to 1-1.
You're lucky you have saves at all.
Yeah. Seriously. I mean, it is fat you need to play this game. Now, we are moving on to the best PC... This was a surprise category. Best hardware PC or PC peripheral category here. This was pretty straightforward this year.
Yeah. I picked... Just one thing is the Core 2 Duo, the Conroe chip. It's awesome. I'm glad Intel finally kind of stepped up to the PC market again.
Hell fuck yes. And we actually record the show on the ghetto Core 2 Duo, believe it or not. But the thing is a monster. And that was also my first pick. It really is nice to see a finely engineered processor, not just a brute force.
Right.
And, my actual second vote was just brute force. The NVIDIA 8000 series, okay? Actually, this is a bit of finesse, though. It really is, because it's not... My problem was I hate the GeForce 7 series. Mm-hmm. I hate it. They've tried that bullshit 3D effects crap. You know, where you've got, not, don't get me wrong, 3D effects is the shit, okay? They will live on in history forever. And Glide still rules. But they had some bad planning there, okay? You can't just stick four processors on a car and call it burlier, okay? And for a while, that's what I was fearing. We were looking at, mm-hmm. you know, with these new SLI crap and this
two chips. Working.
Yeah, it was.
People were eating it up.
Yep, and now they're broke and they're wishing they had this
and
because it's faster.
And these quad SLI things, yeah. Dual core.
How ridiculous. Oh, they're not even dual core, though. They're like dual processors, you know, or dual GPUs.
Right.
And they get two of those cards, even.
Insanity. Yeah, thousands of dollars on your video card.
Yeah. Well, that's all well and good, if there was something good to play on it, but unfortunately, there isn't just yet. Anyway, wait for Crysis.
That does look pretty fat.
Wait for Crysis. That'll have me crawling back to the computer. That'll have me installing Vista and sucking Microsoft's dick once again. You know?
Once again?
It's not like I don't have...
Look under your monitor!
Got this giant Xbox sitting here. I'm trying to figure out how I can carve out the power button so I can stick my Wang in there. What do we else do here? Oh, my third pick, Xbox 360 wired controller. That thing is still the shit for playing games on a PC. It just is. Go get one. And it looks like all the listeners basically agreed. From the top down, it's Intel Core 2 Duo, NVIDIA GeForce 8800, Xbox 360 wired controller. Somebody voted for VGA cables, or that might have been Ribo, I think. So I think he was just messing with me. Somebody voted for the NVIDIA 7 series, again. Maybe they live in a third world country or something. Somebody voted for the PhysX card from Aegis or whatever.
It really surprises me. That belongs on the video card.
That yes. Not only that, but this thing belongs in the dumpster. Or as a doorstop, the PhysX card. What a piece of crap this thing turned out to be so far. Mm. You know, it needs some work, but I'm with the mindset that says this needs to be a video card feature. It'll be the GPU / PS, whatever, PPU.
Yeah.
The physics programming unit or some shit. Whatever. Best current gen hardware on a console now. This is nothing to do with PCs. Console or console peripheral? My dear friend, what did you have?
Well, I picked first up, obviously, is the 360. Number two is the DS Lite.
Ooh, burn!
And number three is the Wii.
Oh, that hurts. The best part is I copied and pasted yours into mine. This is exactly how I feel at this point in time. It's terrible. The Wii is a fantastic idea. Show me the money, Nintendo. Show me these badass games.
Next year it might pump up to even number one.
I'm sure it's going to be fat. You know, I mean, it's going to be amazing. I think it might still play second. In fact, I know it will. It's going to play second string to the PS3 or the Xbox. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's just I don't see it being that dominating force in the living room.
Probably not.
But still a hell of an idea, a hell of an implementation also. They did a fantastic job.
Number two can end up being number one in sales.
Number two could... Oh, the DS Lite?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I mean, no. I mean, the Wii could be second fiddle to the 360.
Right.
But even the PS3 owners own a Wii as well.
Right,
so you
absolutely.
End up being number one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Madar here, M-A-D-A-R. I don't know why I can never pronounce this guy's name. He actually put down the Xbox 360 on his number two spot, and he said, coming from a diehard Linux person, that's high praise. I mean, that says a lot, okay? And Hades, this is a tie. I just got a Nintendo Wii yesterday, actually, but I already logged quite a bit of time into Wii Sports. My wife played for a few hours, which is a huge achievement for her, having her... Cursing at the TV really warms my heart and brings us closer together. I really do see it as a supplement gaming system for the next generation. It makes a welcome addition to my entertainment center. The remote really does deliver on the fun. That being said, it's a nice addition to the Xbox 360. This console blew my fucking socks off. While I was in the beginning break out of prison tutorial in Gears of War, I had to back up off of it and sit my cup down. I thought to myself, holy shit, we are in the next generation.
It definitely does give that feeling.
It really does. It really does. A lot of people I've heard say that too. Like, this is the first game that really, really wowed people in the last, like, you know, year.
And this is what Ribo has to say. With Sony falling out of grace with many people for a variety of reasons, it looks like the Xbox 360 will be getting games from genres that otherwise, other than sports or multi-platform shovelware crap, all one word, this time around, and that is a good thing.
A very good thing. Especially because, I mean, okay, and that's coming from a Sony whore, by the way, just in case nobody knew.
And a square whore.
And a square whore, that's right. He disappoints me sometimes. In any case, wow, damn, how'd that, okay, this was a shock. By a long shot, the Xbox 360 took the top honors. Mm-hmm. By a long shot, almost every single goddamn person, it seemed like, had something to say about the Xbox 360 and put this on their list. That's amazing to me. I really, really did not see that. I didn't think it was going to happen. Not for us. I thought it was going to be Wii all over the place, you know?
Yeah.
Really, I did. I was shocked. And it's a long victory, too. You add the DS Lite and the Wii together, and you're still shy of the 360 votes. That's amazing. Number two was the DS Lite, and number three was the Wii. I'd like to point out the PlayStation 2 tied the PlayStation 3.
Way down at the bottom.
Yeah, way. A third of the votes.
I'd also like to point out that most of our listeners tended to vote exactly the way we did. It was 3-2-1 for a lot of people.
Yeah, that was something else. I'm shocked. See, we're not full of shit. What do you think, we just make this stuff up? Best Xbox Live Arcade Game. Also known as the Geometry Wars category. So I present you the question, Kobar, what game is Geometry Wars?
Number one. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I wanted to give it 6 points, but C4 wouldn't let me. So it is the only game that I decided it needed to stand alone.
It needed to stand alone.
There are other games that I would have voted second and third. I decided that it needed to be all by itself.
How many arcade games do you own?
A good chunk, maybe 10? Nine or 10?
You should know, it counts up and tells you.
Well, but I got a demo or two.
Oh, okay. I have 12. Now, of those 12, they fit specific needs for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my phone game. When I'm on the phone with family or friends, it's all about Astro Pump. Usually when I'm sitting there on Xbox Live talking to people, or maybe a quick break, you know, for lunch or something, or I just have 10 minutes here and there, it's all about Geometry Wars, you know. I can usually squeeze in other games, maybe a little bit of Small Arms here or there, I just need to blow something up. When I need kind of a structured shooter, I'm looking at Mutant Storm, not Empire, yet, damn it, hurry up, Mutant Storm Reloaded. Mm-hmm. You know, Cloning Clyde, I had to have a side-scroller for a bit. Just a little bit of jump and fun puzzles and stuff. I played the crap out of it in the first, you know, couple days I had it. Beat it and just haven't really touched it since, but it filled that need at the time, you know? The crowning achievement, of course, is Geometry Wars, the one that always fills that gap. The one that, even if I have 5 hours of spare time, Geometry Wars is there to fill that place in my heart. However, a newcomer, Assault Heroes, has actually proven, to me at least, not to a lot of people, to just be a fabulous game. An absolutely badass game.
Yeah, I have to say, I like the idea, and I should like the game more than I do, and I can't quite put my finger on what...
I think it's that you haven't put that much time into it.
It very well could be.
Like, have you seen Level 3?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, see, okay. Exactly. That's what I think the problem is.
It certainly could be.
Maybe. I don't know. I love this damn game, though. And I really like basically the entire mechanics of how the entire game works. The only thing I would say is I wish the bombs, which I think we mentioned on the show, you asked me, do the bombs explode the whole screen? It seems to only be the area that it does show the explosion. I was sure it did the whole screen, but I must have been on crack. My only complaint with the game is it doesn't blow the bullets up. So if you're getting shot at and it's unavoidable, you cannot drop a nuke and wipe out their bullets. You will still get hit. They go through a nuclear bomb somehow. Of course, I stand in the middle of it somehow. I'm okay with that. But Assault Heroes definitely got my number 2 spot. And Street Fighter 2 Hyper Fighting. I love it. I play it at least once a day. I just turn it on, jam out a quick couple fights, you know, and try my luck. Because it's still good after all this time. Now, granted, the D-pad on the Xbox 360 controller leaves a little bit to be desired. But it's not bad. I mean, it's better than a PS2.
Right.
Or PS3. Or PS1 controller. Better than a Dream... Well, maybe... You know what? The Dreamcast D-pad, I think, was actually super fat. The more I think about it, it was really something.
That's good.
I'm pretty sure it was. That's what I liked about that controller so much.
But was it Super Nintendo?
What?
Was it as good as the Super Nintendo?
Oh, D-pad? It's been too long for me to tell. Mm-hmm. I'd have to sit down with both of them. But in any case, it's still completely playable. I don't have problems pulling off moves.
Right.
And if I can do it, okay, mister, I have no fucking skills at all with controls for video games. Okay, unless the controls are perfect, that says something. So, God, this sucks. Number one was, Geometry Wars. I think number two looks like a tie between Doom, Luminous, and Hexic, and Street Fighter II, and Assault Heroes. I mean, it was pretty sad. Basically, nothing else was going on except for the Geometry Wars, which shocks me. I think people aren't giving them enough these games as a whole enough of a try.
I don't think that's necessarily true. It's just Geometry Wars is...
good.
The thing is it stands the test of time.
That too, absolutely.
No other arcade game is going to be played like Geometry Wars is a year from now.
Uno will.
Well, yeah, okay.
Texas Hold'em.
That's probably true too, but none of those really...
Bejeweled. That fat chick needs something to do.
Okay, but none of those get rated high. Those are...
She's not out on a date.
No one's going to say that Texas Hold'em is the best game on live. Sure, it may stand
right,
up
right,
and get played a lot.
Right.
But
definitely, definitely. Next year is going to be great for the Xbox Live Arcade, though. We've got some really fat games coming out. I mean this year. So all those games you guys looked at all year long that said Q1 07, guess what? We're there now.
That's soon.
Yeah, very, very soon. That's awesome. Now, best free or commercial independent game, we are a couple of big fat losers. Neither one of us had played anything that memorable. That just amazing. And there's a couple games I'd like to, recommend to people, you know? And oddly enough, did I even put the quote in here? I did, from Neosizer. I can't believe you guys have never mentioned the Avernum series. They are indie RPG games for computers with over 80 hours of gameplay each. Now, I will have you note, we've seen these. And I know we've talked about them, and it just slips on the show somehow. I don't know how this has happened, because it constantly comes up. We're cruising around different indie game websites, and particularly Game Tunnel. It's always there, and we're always looking at it.
Thinking, we should play this sometime, and that just never happens.
This looks fat. I better not play it. You know? What the hell? It's like, okay, I have a working GameCube, and I have Zelda, and I won't play it. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with me? This is some free shit here. You know, I think you have to pay for it, but there's a demo. I don't have to, crack the seal on anything.
Right.
You know? And I still haven't ever gotten around to it. But sadly, this whole category... In fact, I hate to say this, should just be removed next year. The listeners were all over the place. Only one game had more than one person vote for it.
Yeah, there weren't even that many votes to begin with.
Yeah, that's true, huh? That's
most
true.
People opted out of this category.
Yeah. Basically, DEF CON was the game. From the guys at, oh crap. Interlink? No. Something freaky with an eye. I can't think of their name.
They're foreign.
They're foreign to us.
Right.
And they made Darwinia.
Right.
Those are those guys. And that hacking one, Uplink. Dodge That Anvil even got a vote. Remember that? That was actually fun, though.
It
I played that
good.
For way longer than I should have played. You know? Whatever the hell Crazy Ball is. And Warsaw, I actually have this on my computer right now, believe it or not. Yeah. I full-on intended to play this game. It
Does
looks
it
cool.
Sound like a pig?
It might be Warsaw. I don't know. It's Warsow. I have this on my computer right now, not installed.
Right.
I downloaded it. Never played it. It's kind of like first-person shooter looking thing. It looks pretty cool. It basically looks like I don't know. It looks pretty good though. It looks pretty cool. I haven't checked it out.
Grid Wars is on here. Go get a 360.
Yeah, it's way the fuck better. It's not even worth playing Grid Wars. It's not. It's really not. I can't stand it compared to Geometry Wars. And Flow is on there.
Which, God, that was... I tried playing it, and I almost fell asleep. I was sitting there trying to click on these little things and eating them, and there was nothing to it. Maybe I was missing something.
Nope. Best compilation...
I picked Command & Conquer the first decade.
Hell yes.
I'm not a huge fan of compilations. There's not a whole lot that I really wanted, but I was a big fan of the Red Alert series, and so that's good stuff right there.
I'm not a big fan of compilations either because if I'm going to pay... I mean, well, I look at it like this. They want me, and they mean, you know, usually Sony, wants me to pay $30-$40 for 15-year-old games that control like ass.
Right.
Or, I can find them and play them with some kind of nefarious device or software and actually enjoy it at a reduced cost.
Reduced, yes.
My choice of input device saves however I want to work them, and usually a superior interface. Maybe graphic user interface to it, you know?
Right.
I don't have some funky ghetto menu they drew up that they thought would be cool and retro-looking.
Mm-hmm.
I usually have a slick program running, you know? So I'm not too big on this. However, I do like computer game compilations. And the reason, I think, is because they're more... I don't know. It doesn't seem like... Well, you don't get a ROM of a fucking computer game, okay?
True.
You know what I mean? Let's say you wanted to do... My first vote went for the Ultimate Quake Pack. Okay, I just bought this a while back. Actually, it's been a long time. I've had it now since... I think in August I picked it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was $15 for Quake 1, 2, and 3. Okay? Now, that's a lot of piracy if you're into that sort of, you know, bad thing. You have to go find three separate games. Or you just go out and drop $15 for the 3-disc set. I don't know. And look at this one. And my second one was Gradius Collection, okay, for the PSP. That one stands a little bit better. I don't get milked a lot for a shooter because I usually get my ass kicked.
As well as sometimes older PC games can be really hard to find.
That too. And number three, I almost bought this. I also voted for Command & Conquer the First Decade. It's like 12 games.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to go out and try to pirate all that crap, okay? Get off your lazy ass and drop the 20 bones for the 12 games. Okay, I'm pretty sure that's a good deal, okay?
Yeah, that's a value right there.
You know, that's why I have a hard time with it. I mean,
that's the problem with compilations. A lot of times they're just not worth the cost.
Right. Absolutely.
Try to give me two 15-year-old games. That's a bit rough.
Exactly. Like the Capcom Mini Mix for the Game Boy Advance, three games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's like $20-$25, but it's not three of the best games I've ever played, you know, with no enhancements to them. Yeah. Granted, Bionic Commando's on there.
Yeah.
That's a good fucking game.
But wasn't it the one you didn't like the arcade version or something?
No. The Mini Mix has the one I like.
Oh, okay.
The fat one has the crappy one. Like the PS2 one
has
the arcade one, which sucks balls, but it has Strider, the good one,
mm-hmm.
not the crap Nintendo wants. So you can't win. In any case, what did the listeners say? Wow, we suck at this. Number one, Command & Conquer the First Decade. Number two, Sega Genesis Collection by a... Number three, Gradius Collection for the PSP. Tato Legends. That's pretty popular, but I can't stand that. Mm-hmm. Those are, you know...
Like Bubble, isn't it?
Right, 25-year-old games. They're a little bit older, but there's a pile of them on there, but they're nothing I really like to play that much. Ultimate Quake and the Sega Genesis Collection for the PSP. Now, that actually has Phantasy Star 2, 3, and 4 on it.
Mm.
Okay, so talk about, like value... There's other games on there, too.
Right.
But to have Phantasy Star 2, 3, and 4, that's worth every penny. Every damn penny right there on your PSP. How cool is that? This category sucked this year.
Majorly.
This was worse than the indie games category.
I refused to participate.
I squeezed them out. I squeezed two out. I really did. Best action game. I do not see that. I was fairly certain that video games were based around this concept, really. You know what I mean?
Right.
Essentially, most games you would think are action games.
Most games do have action in them.
In them, right. But it seems to me that, you know, we're maybe broadening our horizons or something, or people are thinking they're getting bored of action games, but go back and play Geometry Wars. There's action there.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. It's good stuff. I was not allowed to vote for Geometry Wars, so I voted for... I was almost not allowed to vote for Assault Heroes. But that's my number one pick, Assault Heroes. Number two pick is Dead Rising for the Xbox 360. Assault Heroes is good stuff. The listeners said... Hitman Blood Money, which I cannot figure out.
By a landslide, no less.
Yeah, and I can't figure this out. Because when I tried to play this game, it had the most asinine AI and stupid controls I'd ever seen in my life.
It seemed to me that everybody just, stopped talking about it, immediately.
That happened, too. Even people that love it are like, yo, I never finished it, I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Again, with the whole... We need, like, a a word for this. We need a catchphrase, a buzzword for that, like instant shutoff. Like, it's not ADD.
Right.
It's not, because you're not coming back to it at some point and jumping between 30 games. You just stop playing one game and never get back to it again.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be, we need a word for
it's
that.
It's a phenomenon.
Well, we know that.
Right.
It's definitely that, but we need like a cool word for it too, you know? And Lego Star Wars 2, I hate you all. This is the last show I'm ever doing. Handing the reins over to Kobar.
Oh,
you can
great.
Do it all the time by yourself, cause, or get Ribo on the horn. They're better shows anyway. I suck, and obviously Lego Star Wars is better than I am. Best adventure game. This category fared a little better.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was actually pretty satisfied with the results of this category.
I picked the two games that I acquired but didn't play, which would be Okami and Legend of Zelda.
Now, I chose, and I've been singing the praises of this damn game for far too long, Tomb Raider, Legend, and Zelda the Twilight Princess for the GameCube,
mm-hmm.
and Castlevania Portrait of Ruin. Now, I must say, I told you, Tomb Raider Legend was fat.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, and people don't believe me. Okay.
That's tough to believe.
I know. It's like, Jesus is real, okay? It's really hard to believe, and it's not true. Okay, however, this is true. Now, this one was kind of split, too. Best adventure game, as voted by the listeners here. You threw your vote in for the Wii. I threw my vote in for the GameCube version. The Wii version of Zelda came out just behind the total number of votes for Tomb Raider Legend.
Mm-hmm.
However, when we added in everybody's votes for the GameCube version, wow, I had breasts and virgin, I'm all screwed up. Let me slip some other female.
It's a DOA.
It is. It got my. No, I was playing it yesterday. I can't help it. Actually, that game sucks balls. I rented it, and it's going right back tomorrow when everything is open. Zelda Twilight Princess for the GameCube and the Wii totaled up past Tomb Raider Legend.
Mm-hmm.
So, all in all, the best adventure game of the year was Zelda the Twilight Princess. Number two was Tomb Raider Legend. Number three was Okami. Number four, Castlevania Portrait of Ruin. And number five, somehow, Kingdom Hearts 2.
Which was an okay game.
I thought we had a quote for that in there.
It does not look like it.
No, but there was supposed to be. It was the one where Ryba was talking about how I killed my inner child. here it is. Kingdom Hearts 2. Well, it didn't quite live up to... Oh, it's in a different category, isn't it? It is. He's got it in a different category. I'm going to throw it in with this one, then. While it didn't live up to the original, and it damn sure didn't live up to the hype, this was still a very fun action RPG that appeals to the inner child in all of us by taking us on a trip back to the original Magic Kingdom, both past and present. That is, unless you murdered your inner child in a horrific manner years ago like some people we know, like C4. And now I'm lost on our notes. Where did we leave off? That was action.
We are on to best first/third-person shooter.
Holy shit. You have any idea what might win this?
I'm not sure.
This could go anywhere. This could go all over the board. I mean, look at what we had come out this year. Resistance. Fall of Man.
Oh, yeah.
Does it get any cooler? This is next-generation Uberness from our friends at Sony. Okay, Urban Chaos, Riot Response, Call of Duty 3, a fan favorite, Battlefield 2142.
Oh.
Electronic Arts demands your votes. Sin Episodes, number one and only. You know, there was always that Siphon Filter, Dark Mirror, Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter. I hear people talk about this phenomenal game all the time,
oh, yeah.
Actually. And I even had some fun with the demo. I mean, even Hitman Blood Money. What about Prey? We mentioned that earlier. Prey has to take this, right? I mean,
sure.
God, it was fantastic. I took a different route than most people. I actually voted for Gears of War.
I did too.
Okay. I don't think it's going to help us much, but,
no.
You know.
In the sea of Gears of War, folks.
I have not. This is a landslide.
Oh, God.
This is
like
ugly.
No other.
This was the highest number of votes for anything we had at all, period, was this category right here. Best first-person/third-person shooter,
There's Gears of War. A couple people. It's like the only thing they voted for. They just voted for just the categories that Gears of War fit in.
Yeah, yeah.
And there you go.
That was it. This game is actually good, okay? And number two, barely, was Prey, you know, and Rainbow Six Vegas. But, I mean, and Gears of War had more than, like, 8 times the votes, okay?
Easily.
It's a good game. It's a good game. It's amazing. It's better than that. Now, Sega Ages has something to say about Gears of War. Gears of War defied all odds and actually lived up to the hype machine it was riding. Under Defeat, this was one... Did we mention that when we were reading off the list? I don't think so. Under Defeat, check... This is crazy. It's a brand new retro-style helicopter shooter with near 360-quality graphics. I don't know if I'd buy that one. Released in 2006 in Japan, exclusive to the Dreamcast. Possibly the most underknown... that's not even a word. Unknown game release of the year.
That's insane. I had no idea. I found out tonight.
I heard about a game that was coming out for it a long time ago, and I really don't know if this was it or not. But I remember hearing there's Dreamcast games being worked on and going, yeah, the fuck right. So I don't know, but I remember hearing about... It was a Sega CD game.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It wasn't like recent. It was probably 3 years ago.
Oh, okay.
There was a Sega CD game that came out way, way after. And it was like probably just a couple years ago. It wasn't this game. It wasn't Dreamcast. It just popped in my head.
Right.
It was a Sega CD game that I'd heard about.
Well, this is weird to me. Why would you do this?
I have no idea.
I mean, think about all the people who used to own Dreamcasts, pawned them off, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people actually still own the thing?
I do. I have like a near brand new one.
Well, sure.
Oh, I don't count for a lot? Okay, yeah, I know.
You count for one.
You're right. And stood up to the hype.
Sure.
Gears of War.
Which never happens.
Exactly. It really. This is another reason why this game was so surprising.
Mm-hmm.
So completely surprising. Best fighting game. A pretty bare category. Hell, this did worse than any other category as far as possibilities. And you bowed out of this one. I picked Street Fighter II Hyper Fighting on the Xbox Live Arcade for number one. I had to. It's just still that good. And with the online play, it's even better.
Mm-hmm.
Number two vote, I voted for Dead or Alive 4. This was the game that shouldn't have been allowed, but was, because it came out like 3 days before the end of the year. Last year. And it's not a bad game. I suck horribly at it, but the game isn't really bad, is what the problem is. I suck, is what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
Best fighting game, 2006. Number one, Dead or Alive 4. Voted on by the most listeners. Number two, Street Fighter 2 Hyper Fighting. Then there was King of Fighters 2006. And some Mortal Kombat crap and some Tekken crap. Not even really worth mentioning. I mean, it was a pretty bleak year.
It's a short year.
It really was, you know?
Same with action. These two categories, there was not a lot going on.
Yeah. Nothing phenomenal. You know, nothing that rocked your world. Like, look at the RPG universe, Oblivion. Look at the shooter guys got to play Gears of War. Mm-hmm. You know, the action crowd and the fighting crowd is seriously jealous right now of everybody else. You know,
certainly.
And I'm actually part of the fighting crowd. And I'm like I said before, we need Killer Instinct. We need a game where I can obsess over combos again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? God, it's been a long time. Best platform game. This was a sweep.
Well, this was another one of those. Not a lot going on, but there was something that was just fat.
Yeah. Yeah, there was that one ass-kicking game that both of us voted for,
mm-hmm.
and every single goddamn listener voted for, with good reason. There is a reason New Super Mario Bros. Swept the best platform game category. Absolutely best platform game of the year. No question.
It would have held up perfectly well in a more platformer-heavy year, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like
absolutely.
It only won because there wasn't a lot of competition.
No. Well, there was, you know, Destroy All Humans 2, Family Guy, Mega Man, Maverick Hunter X, Daxter. That's a really good game. Yoshi's Island DS, even. That's a solid title. And Kirby Squeak Squad came out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And hell, come to think of it, Ribo, why did you not vote? He was the one guy that didn't vote for New Super Mario Brothers. I remember that. I remember reading it now.
Oh, crazy.
It was that good. Best racing game. I cheated in this category.
I did as well.
We both voted for Burnout Revenge for the Xbox 360. Technically came out in 2005, but not for the 360, baby. It came out in like March for the 360. Allowed me to actually participate in the racing game votes here. Now, Madar says, Burnout Revenge, was that 2006? Maybe not. He wasn't sure. It kind of was, so we're letting it go if it's on the 360. I played the fuck... This is a great story, is why I had this in here. I played the fuck out of this all my lunch hours at the shop near my office in Taiwan. We recently moved back to the USA, and after 4 years without driving, I was overcome by gut reaction to ram cars out of my way on the road whenever they cut in front of me. Freaking spine tingling. Fortunately, I'm over this affliction now and back to safe driving.
That's good to hear.
Dude, how many times have you gotten in your car after playing Burnout?
It's scary. I refuse to do it now.
Dude, it messes me up. I can't do it. It's bad.
There's one time, I don't really want to talk about
it. I think you left
here,
didn't you?
No, I was at home, and I decided I want a pizza. And so I ordered up the pizza, and I'm like, all right, I hop in my car, and I'm like there in 4 seconds. Cutting off like 8 different people.
Jesus.
It was disgusting. I got to the pizza place. I'm like, okay. No more Burnout.
It's bad. This game does such a good job. In fact, such a good job, it actually tied for first place with Test Drive Unlimited. Burnout Revenge on the 360, Test Drive Unlimited, top honors. The number 2, Outrun Coast to Coast. This is an Xbox and PS2 game. This was like the second Outrun game released in a long time. Mm-hmm. Nothing else was really worth mentioning. I'm surprised an Outrun game got votes. Not that they're bad. Yeah. I used to love them. It's just that they're not what people really want anymore, it seems like. Right. It really just doesn't seem to fit that home racing niche for some reason. I don't know what it is. You know what else has been a long time since we've had? A Cruisin' something.
Right, like Cruisin' USA. And
yeah. Of course, they kind of, you know, sucked them dry. We had USA and World and African Safari and all this other shit, like, right back to back.
And they were also all arcade games first, were they not? The arcade
right.
is kind of dead.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, I had one of the Cruisin' games on my Nintendo 64, and it was so lame mm-hmm. compared to the arcade version, it seemed like. And that really bombed out on their sales, I think, because it was such a bad game. That's too bad. Because with today's powerful home consoles, it could be a really, really cool series with a little bit of work.
You also have the wheel for the 360.
Oh, yeah. That could be way cool, too. Best puzzle game category.
I gave it to Trauma Center, for the Wii version.
Absolutely.
And number 2 is Tetris DS.
Which was my first vote. And number 2 is my telephone game, Astro Pop. I have so much fun playing this stupid-ass little game. But Tetris just whoops its ass, especially on the DS.
Sure.
I mean, it is the best Tetris. Period. That's it. That's Tetris. It's fantastic. Although the single player is a little weird. Mm-hmm. How you, like, drop the brick and can float it and, like, wiggle it back and forth up and down the thing. I don't like that. That's kind of stupid shit.
Well, it's not about the single player, though.
No, it's definitely not. It's definitely not. Because playing online, playing up to even 8 people is just fat. And the adventure mode is cool. I like that one. I have a lot of fun playing adventure mode. Number 1 best puzzle game, Tetris DS, by almost doubling Wii Trauma Center, and then 3rd place, I'm calling it Lumines 2, bringing up the rear. Now, Sudoku Gridmaster even was on there, Brain Age, some of those games were on there that I was shocked did not get tons of votes. I was blown away. But one thing I did notice, you know, Clubhouse games, Magnetica, lots of Nintendo DS stuff on there.
And a little slice of Xbox Live Arcade. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. You know, Hexic is on there. Zuma. Best RPG. Let's hear it, Final Fantasy boy.
No, Oblivion.
Owned.
Oblivion has just that little certain something that makes it go above and beyond Final Fantasy XII.
It starts with a G, doesn't it? Gameplay.
Oh!
Damn!
Nailed Final it. Fantasy XII, however, is number 2.
I voted for Oblivion for the 360. Mm-hmm. Number 1. Specifically the 360 version, okay?
Right.
Number 2, now this was actually a hard category for me. I had to even throw in a mention. No points were totaled for me on my mention, but I was torn. The 4 games that I had to choose from, Oblivion, Final Fantasy V for the Game Boy Advance, Enchanted Arms for the 360, and Final Fantasy III for the Nintendo DS.
All perfectly good games.
All perfectly good games. But the order I wound up with was Oblivion for the 360. If you're going to get an RPG, this is the one to get. If you've got spare money, you can pick up the rest of these games. Final Fantasy V was my second vote, and there's a good reason for this, okay? Enchanted Arms came in third.
Mm-hmm.
A very good game, a very solid RPG, Japanese RPG. Not enough, though. Okay, but it was certainly more than Final Fantasy III. Now, I love me some old-school RPG goodness, okay? Final Fantasy III was a goddamn beautiful game. It was so much fun to play, so much fun to play. So cool to see it done in 3D. So cool. Everything done perfectly fine. The problem was, it was Final Fantasy III.
Mm-hmm.
If they had redone Final Fantasy VI, I'd be buried in a pile of carts right now, rolling around in the naked, because it would be the fattest shit. Okay?
I really don't know why they didn't do it.
Yeah, I don't know either. I really don't. But whatever the case, Final Fantasy III still lacks everything RPGs lacked back in 1987, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, whenever the hell it was. And, you know, they still lack it to this day, even with a nice, shiny graphic polish, you know? Because it was cool. But unfortunately, Enchanted Arms did bring more to the table. The configurable party, you know, and you can work on your golems and whatnot, just added a hell of a lot to the gameplay. Plus, it was, you know, kind of original. It wasn't just more the damn Light Warriors trying to save the world. Not that there's anything wrong with that. At least they're all different stories.
Right.
And Final Fantasy V, I was torn, you know, Final Fantasy V or Enchanted Arms. Enchanted Arms was a bit easy. And Final Fantasy III was way easy. I mean, mm-hmm. 24 hours, I was at the front steps to the final dungeon, okay? 24 hours of play. Final Fantasy V, I'm like, hell of far in. Further than both of those combined now, as far as time played, maybe not. Maybe not quite that far, but I've been playing for days. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm up there in the hours, first of all. Second of all, the ability to change your jobs is really awesome. An amazing amount of customization there. Even though it's very limited, it's still pretty amazing. The story's decent. Okay, but it's hard. It actually provides me challenge, which is why I like it.
I miss that in RPGs.
Dude, I cannot tell you. Okay, listen to how fucked I am. Okay, Rybo is playing this also, and we're like at the same spot, mm-hmm. right? I've got like 23 levels on him. His guys are like 22. My guys are 45, all of them. Okay, check this out. The place I'm at, there's these creatures, normal dudes. So I get jumped like every two steps, right? Normal dudes. Cast, and it's random. They have, whatever they're called, executioners or something. They have these spells, and it's like they'll cast, like, level 2 poison, let's say. And what that does is it poisons every single one of your characters that is a level of multiple of 2.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be immune. My guys are 45. There's this fucker in here, and it's random. I have gotten most of the way through this. I know I can almost get to the end. And sure enough, the game fucks me up the ass every time. And I've had it happen, like from where I'm saved, I walk into the room, my first random battle kills me outright.
Oh, God.
Sometimes I can play for like an hour before I can save it. All that experience and money, gone. Killed by a random fucking battle. Because you walk into the battle, the guy, bam, level 5 death. My guys are level 45. So all four of them die instantly with right, no right. chance at anything. No save, no nothing. He gets first attack, I'm dead. And it's happened to me, like, countless times. I've been stuck for a week.
Jeez.
And I play every day.
You just gotta level up to 46.
Right, exactly. Except for that I got to 45 when I walked into the room and saved it. So I am, like, barely 45.
Yeah.
It's that bad. So I would have to, like, backtrack somewhere and grind for days. Because it's a long run for 45, or for, you know, a level at that high a level.
The thing is, that kind of stuff is kind of cool.
It is. That's why I'm loving it. I'm, you know, I'm such an idiot because I'm like, oh, this game is kicking my ass. I love it. And that's why it got the vote for second place. It's fat.
That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody tends to agree with us. Oblivion made first place by quite a large
bit. Yeah, quite a bit. Like, more than 3 times the second place.
The second place is Final Fantasy XII.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Burn.
Third place gets Disgaea 2.
I'm shocked.
Which I am a little too, but it was a very good
My understanding it is fat. My understanding is that it is fat.
Final Fantasy III is coming in at fourth place. And bringing up the rear is Valkyrie Profile 2 Silmeria.
Supposed to be really good. It actually does look good. You know, and there was
graphically, it looks fantastic.
It does.
It's one of those games that the PS2 can really do that?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a shock how nice this looks. There was even a mention you know, from somebody for Phantasy Star Universe, which I'm shocked about. And Xenosaga 3, .hack, GU, Tales of the Abyss, there was some other stuff on there. Even Titan Quest got a nod somewhere. I can't believe that. That guy needs to play, like, another RPG. Anything else has to be better than that. The Sega, don't forget the Sega Genesis Collection with Phantasy Star 2, 3, and 4 on it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did I miss the quote? I did, from Neo-Sizer. I know you're probably thinking, stupid Neo, Final Fantasy sucks. And you're right, it does suck and I am stupid. They should call this game Final Fantasy NX and make RPGs that don't suck 12 inches because ever since the Square Enix merger, the games have gotten a lot better. Just something to think about. You know, and I must say, look at like, you know, Dragon Quest VIII was a solid game.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy XII is a solid game. I should really play this. It's not going to happen. Not just yet. I need more hardware. I need a fatter monitor with component, or I need a VGA cable for my PS2. That's it.
Well, it's quite possible that Enix kind of brought Square back down to earth a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, basically. Best MMO. Now, this category sucks my ass.
It does.
It's really terrible.
I probably should have bowed out of this one, too. It's been long time since I played anything. And the last one that I really, really enjoyed myself on was Final Fantasy XI, so that's what I voted for.
I see it slipping. I see it finally getting to that aged point.
Right.
But it's the backside of the hill. And unfortunately, this day and age, you can't have that.
Right.
You know what I mean? You gotta find the fresh, fat, new, popular shit. Unfortunately, that's World of Warcraft. Okay? Hopefully not for much longer. I don't know what's gonna dethrone it. I'm hoping just people wake up. You know,
well, I think I've said this before. I really think that people are just like fleeing from it like rats off a sinking ship.
It seems like it. Everybody I talk to says they hate it.
Yeah.
Fuck, two of the people that voted for it said, I'm only voting for it because there's nothing else out there. So don't vote for it. You put it into second place because that many people, you know, voted for the game and then even people threw in votes because they had nothing else to do. You don't have to vote for a game you hate. Final Fantasy XI took top honors here, and that's quite common for us.
Yeah, our crowd tends to like it.
Tend to like good games. And so Final Fantasy XI is the best MMO out there. World of Warcraft, runner-up, number two. Everything else got, like, you know, next to no votes. Don't forget there's, you know, Maple Story and stuff like Anarchy Online and EVE Online, EverQuest 2, Guild Wars Factions. There's all kinds of shit out there.
Mm-hmm.
Best sports game, 06. All right.
I picked Tony Hawk Project 8 mostly by default. I think it's the only sports game I've played this year. So
I'm going to go with Top Spin 2, a fucking tennis game. All right, because I don't know why, but Virtua Tennis really opened my eyes to how cool tennis games can be. I don't know how. It's fucking Pong, and it's fun shit. It's really cool. However, Wii Sports came in number one, which is actually not really a surprise.
No.
Top Spin 2 came in number 2, which actually kind of was a surprise. Tony Hawk Project 8, number 3, and Table Tennis, number 4. Ribo has something to say about table tennis. Whoa, here's an odd combination. The most derivative company known to man, even THQ laughs at Rockstar's innovation department, picks the oddest sport to make a game out of, and hell, it works. It's like tennis, only not.
I do find it really, really weird
that game that sucks, Rockstar made. By the way.
Table tennis.
I do too. I mean, what kind of random shit is that?
It's like a Rockstar's crew was sitting on the John.
Yeah, no shit.
Smoking a joint. He's like,
let's try this out, man.
Yeah.
I can only imagine that's what actually happened. Best strategy game. This was RTS and turn-based strategy games.
I can't really think of anything that I've played in the strategy department this year. So.
I think the only strategy game you've played in 5 years is Warcraft 3. You don't tend to play a lot of these, it seems like.
Not a lot. Not my cup of tea a whole lot.
I voted for Heroes 5, naturally. Runner-up, Dawn of War Dark Crusade. Mm-hmm. That is a very, very, very fun game. You can pick up like the Dawn of War gold pack. It's at, like the original game and the first expansion, whatever called, Winter Assault, for like $20 now. And you do not have to have that to get Dark Crusade. It's a standalone expansion. It's pretty cool.
It's a good move to make when a game's this old.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's a good move to make, particularly when you're not Warcraft, and your game is old, but good. You know, and you can still sell some copies. So number one actually turned out to be Dawn of War Dark Crusade. Number two was Civilization IV Warlords. And that was essentially it. There was some random, weird shit in there. You know, I mean, Disgaea got some love.
It shouldn't even be there, in my opinion. But
Star Wars Empire at War, DEF CON, Sword of the Stars, fucking Sid Meier's Railroads. There was some random shit in there. I don't know what to think. Now, best single-player gaming experience. Now, what I wanted here was some fat stories. I love people's crazy stories about video games. I love it. You know, the lengths people go to play, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, if you haven't been paying absolute close attention to what I've been saying the last couple weeks, I've picked up this bad habit of driving and playing video games. Okay? And it seems like you can't do it. Like, you think, oh my god, that's so not safe. Have you ever tried it?
No.
Dude, okay.
But I don't drive in a situation that you have.
Right. Well, I know most people probably don't, but, like, even when I, like, you know, have to run down to the store somewhere, I'm like, man, I could get a couple fights in Final Fantasy real quick. You know, okay, I'm not talking about playing fucking, you know, Geometry Wars while I'm driving here.
Right.
I'm not playing that. I've discovered that, you know, you absolutely have to pay attention to your surroundings and everything. But if you're a good enough driver, most of it's automatic. It just kind of happens. It's weird. Your body drives for you and your mind is playing Final Fantasy. So I'm able to play RPGs and drive.
Well, I do certainly, like, daydream and stuff. And all of a sudden, I'm halfway across town.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Why not utilize that time getting somewhere in a video game? You know, this is how I'm 25 levels up on other people in Final Fantasy V that are at the same point in the game. Because I don't progress story so much as grind. I just kind of get into the fights, but it's nice when you get home from work, you know, or get home from wherever the hell you just have to drive to, or you're going to your parents' house, you know, 500 miles away, and you can play a game, and when you get there, you've got all this money and all these levels, and you're like, yes, I took care of the grinding. You know, it's a lot of fun. So, where are we here? You fucked this all up. You stole my first spot was reserved for something else, and you made me fill it in with this just because, like, I didn't even think about it.
I picked Geometry Wars. There's a very specific reason. Because no game makes me come back to it again and again and again and again. I will sit there and play Geometry Wars for 5 hours straight. And if a game that simple and that, like, I mean, no match for me, at least, lasts more than maybe 10 minutes.
Mm.
And if I can sit there and play for 5 hours,
yeah,
10-minute matches over and over and over and over again, there's definitely something to be said about
that.
When
I first got this, that's exactly what I did for days. Whole days would go by playing nothing but Geometry. And it's that one more game.
Right.
You know, that's what that game has. It has that just one more quick game. You know, it only takes me a couple minutes. But unfortunately, you keep doing that. Now, so naturally, that had to be my best single-player experience. I'm sitting there screaming at the monitor, pissed off as all. I have thrown my controller. You know, not like hooked it.
Right.
You know, I have like the whole given up in despair thing and chucked it over my back and just like, oh, fuck this game, you know, bullshit. You know, and that's good stuff.
Yeah.
That's really, really good stuff right there. The second best thing I played all year, single-player, by myself, had to be Oblivion.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I didn't give up. Fuck what was going on. I'd come home from work, drop all my gear, and just plant myself right here at the command chair and get lost in a whole other world. You know, somewhere where I didn't suck and I wasn't such a loser. It made me so happy. It was fantastic. Believe it or not, number three for me was Dungeon Siege 2 Broken World. The expansion just came out for this.
Specifically, consider how much you hated the first one.
I know.
That's what really blows this out of the water.
Yeah, the first one sucked ass. This one, I want to play this again so bad. Like, get back into it. Because I got to a certain point, and then the phenomenon, I just stopped. Stopped cold. And you know what happened is I got the 360.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was playing that, and then it was just over. It was just over.
That doesn't count. That's not the phenomenon.
No. That was definitely interruption. That was something interrupted. That wasn't just some random no bullshit reason. You know, but yeah, this game really is that much fun. I cannot believe this is on my list. Cannot believe it. I didn't stick it anywhere else on the votes. Mm-hmm. Nowhere for anything. But playing by yourself, when you've got this little party, and there's all these RPG elements, and it's kind of like, you know, Diablo, but fat. And it's, and with all the cool things you can do, it's way more action-y and way more involved, kind of arcade-y. And you really have a great time single-player with this game. I couldn't believe it. Could not believe it. And I had to give a fourth place runner-up for my best single-player experience was World of Warcraft. This is a very mediocre, solid, you know, solid maybe 5 out of 10, maybe 6 out of 10 single-player RPG. I have to give it the runner-up award.
Right. I have my second choice was a New Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, I didn't even see that you had one on there. I'm sorry. New Super Mario Brothers, right.
Very good single-player game.
So good, I ended up picking this game up before I could play it. Mm-hmm. That's how we knew this game was going to be good. It was in the cards. It's Mario. Now, there's a story attached to this, and it's one heck of a story. This is from Aardquack. This is a fat... Did you read this yet?
I have not.
Okay, then listen to this, because it is. This is the shit. This is what I wanted, and instead what I got was a list of games that people liked. Okay? So, fine. Fuck it. You know? But here is the shit. Elite Beat Agents demo. That fucking music game on the DS.
Right.
Okay, check this out. So there I was at a large gaming convention, at least for Dutch standards, and this was my very first chance to play with the Wii, but fuck that. No, it all began when the day was almost over when I saw the glory that was Elite Beat Agents. I tried to play a couple of songs, but alas, too much noise to play a music game. Next. Horror, the Nintendo booth was closing. My mind was racing to find an answer. Do I steal the game? No, the exits were covered. But then it hit me. Didn't most DS games have a feature to give demos to people? Now, he's at a convention. Mm-hmm. Playing this game that he's like hooked on all of a sudden. Missed getting to play with the damn Wii. This is so good to him, okay? And what do you do when you're going to lose your game? Mm-hmm. You're freaking out, right? Okay. Let's see, DS. As quickly as I could, I searched for a give demo option. Found! I turned on my DS Lite and I started the download. Success! And from that point in time, my life was without any unpleasantness. Day 1, lots and lots of EBA. Day 2, played lots of EBA. Day 3, played lots of EBA. But then, day 6, the darkest of days. The day where I decided I wanted to play another game on my DS. But then you have it. There you have it, my best single player experience of this year, a demo. It'll be the first if it's released when it will be released here. Until then, it'll never be the same. Okay, because you can't like turn your shit off if you have that downloaded demo. So he was like held captive by this damn demo that he had to play until he was tired of it, you know, or not even tired of it, till he just had to play something different and give up this game. That is one hell of an awesome story. You know, I stumbled through reading it a bit. We've been 2 hours so far, and we're a bit tired today after all this work. Best multiplayer gaming experience.
I gave it to Gears of War Co-op.
As did I. And my second place, this is going to come as a shock, Quake 3 Arena. And I say this because I'm allowed to. This is what you one hell of a technicality.
Yeah.
This was released on the Ultimate Quake Pack just a couple months ago, right? And I picked it up and I played the shit out of this game again. This was a game I never actually owned when it came out popular. I just never bought it. I just didn't play it that much, right? I played it here and there. I remember playing the playtest thing, whatever they had at the time, though.
Right.
Absolutely loved it. Never got into it because it didn't really have a single-player thing, and I pretty much suck playing games like this online unless I really get into it, and that doesn't happen too often. But, man, I hopped into to some online arenas with this when I got this just a while ago. Runs under Linux. That was probably the main thing at the time. I needed something other than, like, Dungeon Siege and Warcraft 3. I had to have something to blow some people up. Holy cow, did I have a good time, you know? I really still feel that Unreal Tournament 2004 and Quake 3 Arena are just the best deathmatch games going. Certainly. They both bring two different kind of games like that, the same shit to the table, but they're both masters of it. And it's just perfect.
I really hope 2007 can step up to.
Well, we're gonna have Unreal Tournament 2007, yeah. So it's gonna be big shit. But number one should come as no surprise by a goddamn. In fact, this blew everything out of the water. I don't think any other game got any other votes. Gears of War Co-op. It is that good, ladies and gentlemen. Really is. Now
the co-op is why it won the first person shooter award.
Yeah, it's just that good. It really is. Now, you also really enjoyed... Oh, no, that wasn't you. Oh, this was Rybo. Enjoyed Tetris DS. That's why I put that up on the honorable mention thing. Yeah. Because it is an actual lot of fun to be able to kick the shit out of some Japanese dude at Tetris while you're taking a crap. It's really something that everybody's going to have to experience. This is probably the category favorite. Worst game of the year.
And there's always so many of them to choose from.
There is. There's Yo Quiero Pit My Ride. I mean, where do you go with this? You know, you've just got too much good stuff to pick from. Too much good stuff. You've got, come on now, The King. The Burger King games. Wouldn't they make a good example, maybe? Maybe. I don't think that even got voted. Yeah, oh, Sneak King got voted. That's the only one, though. My pick was for Mega Man ZX on the Nintendo DS. I have never tried to play such a piece of shit all year long.
I think I saw a vein popping out of your forehead the one time I watched you play it.
It was terrible. And amazingly enough, Lego Star Wars did not make my shitty list. Okay? Sonic the Hedgehog on the 360 was my second place. This game was absolute ass, and we knew it from the start. And they didn't fix it, and we told everybody.
And they could have made it so much better.
Right. Everybody told Sega. And my third pick, I kind of laid out a generic retro Xbox Live Arcade titles. Mm. They do not do a very good job with them, I don't feel. I mean, fuck, I'm surprised they work half the time, for one. And for two, they're just not that good anymore. You know? There's some nostalgia there. Mm-hmm. And you can milk a little money out of people from you know, some nostalgia, but like, give us something else.
Or at least do something, like...
They're quick and dirty ports.
Yeah.
You know, they're really bad. Some of them are really, really bad. And in my eyes, this is damaging the arcade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when you look at 85 shitty old games versus 5 amazing games and 10 really good games, you're going to say the arcade sucks.
It's like the seedy red light district.
Exactly, totally. Gear, cheap thrills, $5, 400 points, step on in, you know?
I chose Dark Messiah.
Of Might and Magic.
Right. Not so much because it's such a bad game, but because it had so much potential and has so many bugs. And it just, it did not live up to what it should have been.
No, it didn't.
My second pick is Sonic the Hedgehog. Again, they had all the time in the world to go, oh, look, we fucked up here. Let's try to fix it. And my third pick is Red Steel, because it was supposed to be the killer app for the Wii.
That's a great pick.
It's just
ass.
Nothing.
Yeah. Worst game of the year, as voted by the listeners. Oh, wait, we did have a comment on this, too. For Lego Star Wars 2, of all things, from Oz, Ozimo, from lag-radio.com. So many bugs even before you play the game, I couldn't even install it for a while. Okay, wow. And if you had, like, the Game Boy Advance version, it was really buggy.
Mm-hmm.
And the other ones just sucked. So, Sonic the Hedgehog actually was the worst game of the year. Good fucking job, Sega, you assholes. Okay? Dark Messiah Might and Magic came in number 2. Mobile Suit Gundam Crossfire on the PS3. And Red Steel on the Wii. You know what time it is?
It's time for Game of the Year.
Ah. Care to wager, I guess?
Yeah,
was there any landslide games this year? Anything that just blew people's minds? Gears of War. Numero uno.
For me?
For Mr. Kobar. What does this mean? What was your number 2 pick?
My number 2 pick was New Super Mario Brothers, actually. I'm a big fan of platformers, and this was pretty much all there was for me. And they did a really good job with it.
I've been so dying to get back to playing New Super Mario Brothers. Like, now that it's been a while since I, like, beat everything in it, I just stopped playing it cold turkey because I just did everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just now starting to, like, come back, where it's like, ooh, that was fun. And I've forgotten a lot of stuff about it now. I could play this again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really itching. I even had it in the DS the other day. I even had it in there.
Just never got turned
on. No, well, no, I ended up playing Final Fantasy V.
Right.
Because, goddammit, if I'm going to play a DS game, it's not going to be Mario. It's going to be Castlevania, which I just got.
Right.
You know? At least I'm telling myself, anyway.
We'll see.
I suck. And no, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to milk 5 until 6 comes out in February.
And my third pick is Oblivion.
Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion. RPG of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Oddly enough, we have the same games. Not in the same order. I cast my vote for Game of the Year for Oblivion, of all games. Wow. A game I hated at the beginning of the year. On the 360, it showed me how amazing it can be. My second vote was for Gears of War. It's just a mind-blowing game. It really is. But the single player, short-lived. The co-op is amazingly fun, but really, how many times do I think I can go through that with somebody else? I mean, that's got to get pretty old pretty soon.
Sure.
I've gone through it now maybe 6 times with other people.
And count up how many hours that is on a 7-hour game.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm starting to get to the point where it's like, you know, it's fun, but maybe I just want to play online a lot, like versus a lot, but there's only 10 maps.
Yeah. There's supposed to be a lot more coming very soon.
You know, but unfortunately, I mean, the experience is amazing, but it's short. It's like an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's just, it's king shit.
Yeah, the orgasm is the focal point of the male universe.
That's why it's so good. But, you know, there's something to say about Oblivion, you know? Because it's like, I'm a chick, I guess. Okay, and my third actual pick was New Super Mario Brothers. Platform Game of the Year, RPG of the Year, First Person / Third Person Shooter of the Year. Game of the Year, though, by a freaking landslide, almost 3 times the votes of number 2, was Gears of War.
I'd also like to point out that the only 2-point vote in that entire thing is C4.
It is, isn't it? Oh my god. Oh, Jesus. But Oblivion actually had about a little over a third of the Gears of War votes. Again, it was perfect threes across the board, but there was a 1 in there.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody voted for a 1. And the third place game was New Super Mario Brothers. So clearly these are the games to play for the year.
Mm-hmm.
If there was any doubt as to what to buy, it's Gears of War, Oblivion, and New Super Mario Brothers.
All 3 very fat games.
Yeah, just incredible. I mean, that was the highlight. The highlight, that and Geometry Wars, of 2006.
Okay. Yeah, that's my number 4 pick.
Absolutely. Now, Andy Boy had a little something to say about Gears of War. He goes, I have to say, this game, for me, has the whole package. Great gameplay, story makes sense, or at least it's understandable. And above all, it's like watching a movie while playing it. And he is dead on. He is exactly correct.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. Gears of War, Oblivion, and New Super Mario Brothers. That's, I cannot think of the, you know, better games. Do you remember what we had last year for like the 3? It was Resident Evil 4, 1.
Yeah.
That was number 1. I can't remember what was like runner up or anything.
That's
too bad. We should have like had that ready just to compare last year to this year or something. That would have been pretty neat. But you can go to the forum, and there's actually a thread there still that says if you missed it, here's the winners and all that, and there's mm-hmm. pictures. And now IRC Quote of the Year. This was our bonus category. This was the modem category. He had this. This guy had this shit tied up
for years.
Yeah, yeah. There was no question. Okay, definitely the funniest person I've fucking met, in ages. He abandoned us. He pops into IRC once every 6 months to call some people fags, make some dick and fart jokes, and then goes back and plays World of Warcraft.
Yep.
You know, and that's about it. So it's kind of sad to see that I don't have access to his genius anymore. You know, it's kind of sad. So, not too many people voted on this one here, but Tatenti did vote for something that Kiduk said about Twilight Princess Fishing the other day. Zelda Twilight. This is crazy. This was funny. I was laughing pretty hard, but he goes, I would rather have the game come with a male porn star and to fish you had to deep throat his cock. That's how terrible it was. Twilight Princess he did not like at all. And I can understand it. It's not the second coming of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't even make... It got 1 point in the running for Game of the Year. Okay, versus way the hell more for everything else, come to think of it.
Unfortunately, I think the biggest thing about it is Zelda's kind of over. I'm not so sure that Twilight Princess is a bad game. It's been high up there for so long, it might just be its time has run.
Maybe. I don't know. Heroes never die, Kobar.
Well, that's true.
That's like how I live my life right there. Heroes never die. And we've got Phantom Hourglass to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
And neither Wind you Waker nor two. I have fuck. Neither you have I or I have played and beat Twilight Princess yet.
No.
You know,
I'm on the second dungeon. I can't say that I've actually put any real time in it. No.
Now, I also think that most of the listeners haven't spent that much time on it either.
Right.
I think it's just.
But that's what too I'm new. Saying. It could be a fat game, but no one cares anymore.
Yeah. I mean,
it could be that.
Yeah. But look at New Super Mario Brothers. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
How did that just dominate this year?
Well, there's also a long time between that kind of Mario.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. So maybe we'll see something interesting with the Phantom Hourglass.
Maybe.
I mean, it hasn't been as long. We just had Minish Cap a little while ago, which was a solid game.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely a very good game. In any case, that was the only IRC quote we had, but I really want to give special mention to Rybo.
Yeah, we could name any number of quotes from Rybo.
Yeah, consistently funny. Every goddamn day. And unfortunately, we didn't have a whole mess of really funny quotes at our disposal. Which is a shame, because there is gold in there. And I'd say my highlights, though, are the random thrown-in movie stuff. You know, in the middle of the fucking conversation, he'll just bust out with this one line. You know, this aggression will not stand. And right there, my brain switches into fucking Big Lebowski mode. You know, and next thing you know, it's the whole dialogue from that part of the movie just comes spilling out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or some random shit from Ghostbusters, you know? I mean, it's just the greatest thing in the world. It's the shit. So, Rybo, props to you, man.
The Doctor.
Yes. In any case, we're way the hell over time. I'm so pissed. This was supposed to be exactly 90 minutes because I didn't want to edit this all day on the 1st. It's 3:15.
I know.
Holy shit.
I'm going to go home and go to bed.
I am, too. I'm not going home. I mean, like, usually I stay up when you leave and fuck around on IRC and play some games. I am beat. My eyes aren't even open, like, all the way. They're bloodshot red. I can feel them, I think. This hurts. In any case, Happy New Year.
Yeah.
And all that good stuff. And you know, here's looking forward to 2007. We might see some good stuff. I'm hoping we see. I mean, look at Crysis, Lost Planet, Phantom Hourglass is coming out. There's a lot
Mass
of good
Effect.
Stuff. Mass Effect. There's a lot of fantastic games.
As long as
Molly
takes his medication, Fable 2 might be good.
One can hope. So, we'll be back next week, I think. I don't see why not. We should be. With maybe a look forward at 2007?
Yeah,
maybe. Didn't we just do that or something?
No, I don't think so.
No? Sweet. All right. Peace out.
Later. Stay cool, baby.
cool, baby? Whoa! Oh, yeah, I'm back in the game. Yeah, whoa! Bring it on, sucker. This is my kind of shit.